No, my tooth itches!
Oh my god!
What the hell is that?
Let's get out of here.
Oh dear god, Karen, shield your eyes.
Why is she so ugly?
Oh, that's my 2 out of 10. Look, I'm just building up ugly bitches' characters. All 2024. That's my New Year's resolution. Don't judge. Look, I'm building up these ugly hoes. I'm a nice guy.
Oh no, the ball's dropping right now.
Hey guys, I'm back.
What? You gotta kiss the ugly hoes.
Jeffy, is that a Rubik's Cube?
Nope, clearly not.
Jeffy, if you're trying to solve that, those things are impossible. They're only for smart people.
Well, then I guess I am smart people.
What, Jeffy, you actually solved it?
Well, Danny, I may be slow, but I solved this hoe. And since I solved this Rubik, I'm going to smack this pubic.
What? Jeffy, can I mess it up so you can try solving it again?
Sure, Mommy.
No, Jeffy, seriously, how'd you solve that?
Dang, it's easy. All you got to do is match the colors together.
Okay, Jeffy, here you go.
All right, watch me work.
It doesn't even look like he's solving it. It looks like he's messing it up.
Dunyan rings!
But you solved it again! It only took you like 10 seconds!
10 seconds? That's not even my fastest time. I can solve it in 4 seconds.
4 seconds, Jeffy? That's amazing. You could set a world record.
Yeah, I am pretty smart. Dad, there's cheese in my ear? What type of cheese do you think it is? I think it might be a sharp cheddar.
Ew!
Definitely a Velveeta.
No, Jeffy, that's not cheese. That's earwax.
When's the last time you cleaned your ears, Jeffy?
You're supposed to clean your ears? I thought your ears were for hearing.
Baby, go get him a Q-tip.
Okay. All right, Jeffy, these are Q-tips.
Q-tips? What do I do with these?
You put it in your ear.
In my ear?
Ooh. Yeah, like that. Now you move it around.
Oh, that feels good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, deeper.
Jeffy, be careful. You're going to hurt your eardrum.
Yeah, Jeffy, you don't want to push it too far. You might hurt your ear.
Daddy, look! I made a cheese stick!
No, Jeffy, you're not supposed to eat it!
Daddy, that was so good. It was blue cheese. Package it up.
Jeffy, that's not cheese. That's earwax. You're not supposed to eat that.
But, Daddy, I have an unlimited supply of cheese in my ear. It's cheese for the whole world.
Jeffy, it's not cheese for the whole world. It's earwax. Everyone has that in their ear.
Daddy, baker's dozen as fuck.
What, oh, Jeffy?
Marvin, I'm going to get him a glass of water if he's going to keep eating his earwax.
He needs to stop eating his earwax. It can't be healthy.
Well, eventually it'll run out, right?
We can hope.
All right, Daddy. I got a factory in overdrive. Everyone's about to have cheese for days.
Go get the water.
Okay. All right, Jeffy. I brought you a water.
Mommy, check out my cheese sticks. I even made a cheese pyramid.
Ew!
Jeffy, get all this earwax off the couch.
Hold on, Daddy. I got one more good one. And I got to get really deep in there.
You're going to hurt your ear.
Marvin, how has he not run out of earwax yet?
I have no idea.
Daddy, what's this pink stuff?
What, Jeffy? It looks like a piece of your brain.
My brain?
Oh, my God, Marvin. We have to call a doctor.
Okay, I'm going to call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Ooh, cheese sticks. No,
that's not cheese.
Oh, God, that's just earwax on a Q-tip. Why didn't anybody tell me?
Because I thought you were smart since you're a doctor.
Not all doctors are smart, okay? I cheated to get where I am. Like, there was this fat bitch in front of me in college named Abby. I just copied off her. She's a much more successful doctor than I am. Yet fat, so I'm winning. Anyway, what do you guys need?
So Jeffy was playing with a Q-tip and he dug out a piece of his brain.
Okay, look, that's impossible, okay? He'd have to break through his eardrum, which would be extremely painful, and then the Q-tip would touch his skull, and then once it got through to his inner ear, it would cause extreme pain, dizziness, and vomiting, okay? There's no way that would be an accident. It would have to be on purpose.
Well, he was doing it on purpose. He was trying to shove it as deep as he could in his ear.
Okay, let me go get my otoscope. All right, let me take a look in there. Oh, yeah, there's a big chunk of his brain missing.
Wait, so that is his brain?
Yeah, that's his brain on the Q-tip there.
Is he gonna die?
I don't know. How you feel, Jeffy? Is that normal?
Yeah, he normally acts like that.
Oh, well, look, he'll be just fine then. Look, the brain is so big, you don't need all of it. That little piece on the Q-tip, that's probably like one memory. He'll be okay.
So you think it's just one memory?
Oh, yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah!
Is that a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, Jeffy can solve a Rubik's Cube in 4 seconds.
Whoa, that's gotta be a world record. You should enter him into the National Annual Rubik's Cube Solvatron Competition.
What's that?
Well, it's where a bunch of these dorks who don't get any pussy and have rolling backpacks get together to see who can solve a Rubik's Cube the fastest. I mean, no females are allowed within 500 miles of the competition, but first place gets a $25 gift card to QE Tuesdays and $1 million cash prize.
$1 million just to solve a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, I mean, they're mostly just doing it for the gift card, because $1 million is still not enough to get them laid. They're just gonna spend the money to buy more Rubik's Cubes. But yeah.
I can't believe, Jeffy, you can make $1 million just to solve this.
Well, I mean, second place, you still get $500,000, and third place gets $100,000. But fourth place gets you executed by firing squad.
They kill you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can still come in fifth place. You get 10,000 for that. But fourth place, no, they will kill you. They do not tolerate mediocrity.
So as long as Jeffy gets first, second, third, or fifth, he gets money?
Yeah, yeah, just don't come in fourth. That would be bad.
Oh my god! Jeffy's gonna totally win that competition because he can solve a Rubik's Cube in 4 seconds. So when is it?
It's in 2 hours, but it's 500 miles away.
Marvin, we'd have to travel 250 miles per hour to get there in time.
Our car doesn't go that fast.
Okay, I'll let you guys borrow my rocket ship.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the annual National Rubik's Cube Solvatron Competition! We have the biggest nerds in the world here protecting their virginities by trying to solve Rubik's Cubes as fast as they can! The competition will begin shortly! I'll get it. Hello?
Trick or treat!
We're here for the Rubik's Cube competition.
Is that a girl?
Yeah?
Tell her to get the hell out of here.
What? Why?
Because none of these boys in here have ever seen a girl before, and if they do, they might cream their britches.
Baby, just go wait in the rocket ship.
Aww.
Can we come in now?
What's the password?
Oh, Rubik's Cube dick!
Come on in!
What?
All right, Jeffy, you ready to beat these kids?
Yeah, I'll beat the shit out of all these kids. Which kid do you want me to hit first?
No, not beat them up. I meant beat them in solving a Rubik's Cube.
What's up, fresh meat? Haven't seen you around here before. So, what's your best time?
Best time?
Yeah, your best time is solving a Rubik's Cube, idiot!
Oh, well, I don't solve Rubik's Cubes, but Jeffy's best time is 4 seconds.
4 seconds? He might win first place this year!
Really?
Yeah, you see that kid down there? His name is Jackie Two. He wins first place almost every year. He's a super agent. And then, beside him, that's Dontavious Rex. He has a 12-inch wiener. I saw it in the shower one day after cube practice.
You have showers here?
Oh, yeah. This competition gets super intense. And then beside him, that's Cody. He's gay.
It's true.
Well, Jeffy's gonna try to win first place.
Well, you don't have to worry about me. I go for last place every year. Easiest 10 grand of my life. Ooh, but my buddy last year, Fred, he died by firing squad because he got fourth place. And then, the year before that, my other buddy, he got banned for life.
How'd he get banned?
Because he brought a girl.
Someone say girl.
Shut up, Dontavious. Keep your wiener in your pants. Damn.
Ugh. Okay, well, why are girls not allowed?
Girls aren't allowed because the last time a girl was here, everyone's pants got filled with cream cheese. So, why don't you cube?
Oh, I just don't know how.
Ha! You hear that, everyone? This guy doesn't know how to cube!
What a fucking loser. Hell, pathetic meat.
Oh, come on, Jeffy.
All right, everyone, we're ready to start the competition. So here's how this is gonna work. Everyone's gonna come up, and we're gonna time how fast you can finish a Rubik's Cube. The person with the fastest time wins $1,000,000 and a $25 gift card to QB Tuesdays. The person who comes in fourth place gets murdered. Now, first up is our newcomer, Jeffy!
Okay, Jeffy, I'll start the timer by hitting the space bar, and when you're done with the Rubik's Cube, I'll stop the timer by hitting the space bar again, and I'll let you know what your time was. The world record is 3.13 seconds. On your mark, get set, go!
What am I supposed to do with this?
Well, you didn't get the record, but keep going.
Jeffy, hurry up and solve it.
I don't know what this is. I've never seen one of these before in my life.
Jeffy, don't screw with me. You solved it earlier.
I did?
Yes, Jeffy, solve it.
I don't even know what this is.
Oh my god, do you think that part of your brain you pulled out was the part that made you solve a Rubik's Cube?
It has to be, because I've never seen one of these before in my life.
Mister, he doesn't know how to solve a Rubik's Cube.
But what?
Yeah, I thought he did, but he doesn't know how to do it anymore.
Well, then why the hell would you come to a Rubik's Cube competition?
I don't know.
Well, I guess I'll have to give you fifth place. He has $10,000.
Just like that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Come on, Jeffy, let's go.
And up next we have Cody Nutkiss. On your mark, get set, go!
Come on, Cody. Come on, Cody.
Wow, what a snooze fest.
Done!
Wow, 6.9 seconds.
69.
And up next we have Dontavious Rex. On your mark, get set, go!
Shit.
Oh, that's gonna cost him some time. Come on, kid, hurry up.
Done. Not my best time. Mother will not be pleased.
Are you gonna finish it?
Just 1 second.
Okay, I think that's good enough to get a nice, smooth fifth place.
Well, congratulations, you came in four.
What?
Time to die.
No, no, please, I swear I'll do better. Please.
And last, we have the defending champion, Jackie Two. On your mark, get set, go.
Done. Everybody can suck my wiener.
Holy moly, he broke the world record. You get first place.
Oh, I'm so full. Maybe just one more. Hey, how was the competition? No, before you ask, I did not eat the earwax off of these Q-tips. That would be disgusting.
Little did I know I did. I am 1/6 son of a bitch. I even ate the earwax pyramid. And I kept some in my pocket as a little snack for later. I wonder how many carbs there are in earwax.
So how was the competition?
Oh, it was good. We came in 5th place, so we got $10,000.
Oh, nice. I feel bad for the guy who came in 4th, though.
Yeah, so you know that piece of brain that Jeffy pulled out? Well, that part of his brain was the part of his brain that knew how to solve a Rubik's Cube.
Oh, that sucks. Well, how'd you like my rocket ship?
It was cozy.
It was very fast.
Well, yeah, it's a rocket ship. And the fuel for that bitch is pretty expensive. As a matter of fact, I think 1 gallon costs about $10,000. Oh, looky there! 10 grand! What a coincidence!
But no, I don't have to pay for your gas!
Hey, I gave you my rocket ship. I gotta pay for the gas somehow. Don't be a douche.
Oh my god, how do you feel, Jeffy? All that was for nothing.
Well, Danny, if you want to make money, I got a cheese factory in my ear and a chocolate factory in my ass.
Hey, I've been trying to call my brother Jonathan. Anybody see him? Like, was he at the Rubik's Cube competition? Because he's usually there.
Well, he said he always got 5th place, and this year we got 5th place, so...
Uh-oh! Come on, Joseph. Drake totally won that rap battle.
No way, dude. Kendrick bodied his ass.
No, Drake has more Grammys and more number one hits.
Bro, when he dropped Not Like Us, it was over. Nail in the casket.
Nail in
the coffin.
What?
The saying is nail in the coffin?
Bro, I don't care. Either way, his ass is dead.
Drake has more hits than the Beatles.
Bro, Drake is a pop star. Kendrick got to pull a surprise.
I don't care what kind of surprise Kendrick has. He's not better than Drake.
What's going on?
You heard of the Kendrick Lamar Drake beef?
No.
The rap battle between Kendrick Lamar and Drake?
No.
Jesus!
You know who Drake is?
Yeah.
You know who Kendrick Lamar is?
Kinda.
He doesn't know who Kendrick Lamar is.
No, you know who Kendrick Lamar is.
No, he knows who Drake is because Drake's more famous and better.
Drake is lame!
Alright, let me explain to you the rap battle between Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
Okay.
So Kendrick Lamar made a song saying he makes better music than Drake. And then Drake said, you wear small shoes for your small feet.
What a bizarre thing to say.
And you beat your wife.
Oh.
And then Kendrick Lamar goes, well, you have a daughter you're hiding from the world and you're a manipulator and you shouldn't say the N-word because you're not really black.
Mm-hmm.
And then Drake said the N-word a lot. And then said, well, your manager's banging your baby mama. And then Kendrick Lamar said, you're a pedophile. And then Drake said, I don't have a daughter.
But what about the pedophile thing?
Oh, and then he goes, I'm too famous to be a pedophile. If I was one of those, I'd be caught because I'm so famous.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so that's the beef. Who won?
Well, from what you just told me, it sounds like Kendrick Lamar won.
Oh, come on! Drake is bigger and more famous, and he can sing and rap. Kendrick can't sing.
Come on, it doesn't even matter. Kendrick has bars, dude. It doesn't matter.
Okay, whatever. It's so dumb. My biggest fear is Kendrick Lamar dissing me because I don't want to be a pedophile.
All right.
Junior, Kendrick Lamar doesn't even know you exist.
But what if he does know I exist, and one day I wake up and he's just dissing me and the whole world thinks I'm a pedophile?
Well, I don't think you have to worry about that.
I don't know. It's so scary because Drake was so famous and now everyone thinks he's a pedophile.
Yeah, it's a valid fear, dude.
Do you think Kendrick Lamar could make Taylor Swift a pedophile?
Oh, definitely, dude. He's like the Thanos of rap. One snap and you're a pedophile.
I know. Kendrick Lamar is so scary. He's my biggest fear. Guys, did you hear Chef Pee-Pee scream?
No.
Oh.
Oh, my God!
That was Chef Pee-Pee screaming.
Oh, let's go see what's going on.
Oh, my God!
Chef Pee-Pee, we heard you scream. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm perfectly fine. I was applying for jobs on LinkedIn.
And you already have a job. Why are you applying for jobs?
Look, because I hate it here. I hate existing, breathing, and even seeing you every freaking morning, but I'm stuck here. Look, I was applying for jobs on LinkedIn, and Kendrick Lamar is hiring for a new personal chef, and he's coming here to try my food. And if he likes it, I will get hired!
Oh, no, Chef Pee-Pee. He's going to call you a pedophile.
The fuck?
Listen, your cooking is really bad, Chef Pee-Pee. Your food is gross, and when Kendrick Lamar tastes it, he's gonna hate it, he's gonna make a diss track on your food, and he's gonna call you a pedophile.
No, he won't! Look, my food is wonderful! You eat it every night, and I'm no damn pedophile! I like thick white milk!
Look, Drake's not a pedophile, but Kendrick Lamar called him a pedophile, so people call Drake a pedophile now!
Wait, he has that type of power?
Kendrick Lamar has the most power. If Kendrick Lamar calls you something, you're that thing now.
Look, don't worry about it. I'm not afraid of it. I can cook a perfect meal, and he's going to like it either way.
Can you please just call Kendrick Lamar and tell him not to come?
No, I need this damn job, Junior.
He'll probably just call you a pedophile if you cancel on him.
What? I'm not a damn pedophile. It won't work.
Okay, just please just try to cook your best food.
Get out of here, Junior. I'm going to make the best meal ever for Mr. Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, man, guys, we need to do something.
Why?
Because when Kendrick Lamar tastes Chef Pee-Pee's horrible cooking, he's going to make a diss track and call him names.
Or he's just going to not hire Chef Pee-Pee and not need to make a diss track.
No. Kendrick Lamar loves making diss tracks now.
Yeah, dude, his finishing move is any career.
Yeah, that's how he solves his problems.
Okay, so what do we do?
Okay, I think what we should do is order food from a very famous restaurant and replace Chef Pee-Pee's bad food with the food from the restaurant, so when Kendrick Lamar tastes it, he loves the food.
Okay, but if he loves the food and he hires Chef Pee-Pee, the next time Chef Pee-Pee cooks, it'll be bad and he's going to know Chef Pee-Pee lied to him, and then he's probably going to make a diss track.
Oh, you're right. We're trying to avoid the diss track.
Yeah.
Okay, what if we order food from a restaurant that's not good, but it's also not bad? Like, it's just mediocre. It's just okay food.
Well, I feel like if we don't do anything, he's going to think it's just okay and not make a diss track and just leave.
No. Chef Pee-Pee's food is so bad, it's diss track worthy.
Yeah.
It's awful. So we need to order food from a restaurant that's not good, but also not bad. Denny's.
Denny's.
Okay, what should we order from Denny's?
A Moons Over My Hammy.
What about a Grand Slamwich?
Yeah, they're interchangeable. Either one will work.
I'll order both and we decide which one is not as good.
Okay.
All right, here's the Denny's.
Oh, God, Junior, this Grand Slamwich looks like throw-up. What is that?
Yeah, it looks like throw-up right there.
Oh, it's nasty.
Well, look, the Moons Over My Hammy looks pretty good. Should we give this to Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, I think we should definitely go with the Moons Over My Hammy, because this Grand Slamwich doesn't look so grand.
All right, I'm going to go replace this with whatever Chef Pee-Pee's cooking.
Shit Slamwich. Right, guys? Shit, it looks like shit.
I grabbed the bread.
You need the whole thing.
You're gonna piss Kendrick off if you don't get the bread, bro.
Chef Pee-Pee, you melted yourself this time. A fucking masterpiece.
Chef Pee-Pee, what'd you cook for Kendrick Lamar?
The perfect meal ever. A T-bone steak.
Wait, Chef Pee-Pee, why is it green?
Because it's a dry-aged steak. The drier the better. The older the better.
So you just, like, left the steak outside?
Yeah, I left it in the grass, you know what I'm saying? Let it get old a little bit.
Wait, it's gonna make him sick. It's gonna get you food poisoning.
No, it's not. I read online. That's what makes it all good and gives it more flavor. Look, just get out of the way. I know what I'm doing. Oh, yeah. That thing look good. Mr. Kendrick Lamar,
I got just steak for you.
He's gonna love it. Ooh.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, what's the grapes for?
It's steaks and grapes. It's a perfect fit.
Duh, idiot. He's gonna love it.
Oh, that's him. That's him. Oh, my God.
Okay, I have to be quick. Oh, yeah. He's gonna love that.
Hello, Mr. Kendrick Lamar?
Damn.
Oh, my God, Kendrick Lamar, it's really you.
Oh, yeah, you really been Drake over. Yo. I listen to all your music. I'm a big fan. Oh, I made you the best steak ever.
Damn.
Oh, okay. Is all you're going to say is damn?
Damn.
Okay. Well, come on in. I cooked your dinner.
Damn.
All right, Mr. Kendrick Lamar, here is your food. Wait, I didn't cook that.
Damn.
Where's my steak? You, what did you do with my damn steak?
All right, Chef Pee-Pee, I did you a favor, so calm down. I didn't want Kendrick Lamar to make a diss track about you and call you a pedophile, so I replaced the steak you cooked with a Moons Over My Hammy from Denny's.
Denny's is the worst meal you can choose!
Hold on, he might like it, we don't know yet.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey Cody, you see that over there, Kendrick Lamar?
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah, can you go ask him if he's enjoying his food?
Yeah, sure, I can ask him.
Oh, Junior, I don't want to watch this.
Look, if he's having a good time, he still might hire you.
Hey there, Mr. Lamar, my name's Cody.
Damn.
Oh, is everything okay?
Damn.
Well, you sure are saying damn a lot.
Damn.
Oh, I see, that's the name of your album.
Damn.
Yeah, well, Harry, are you enjoying your Moons Over My Hammy?
Damn.
Oh, is that a no?
Damn.
He's kind of a weird guy, isn't he, Ken?
Are you talking to your doll?
Oh, this is not a doll. This is my boyfriend. What is that?
Do you think he can talk?
Well, of course he can talk. He's my boyfriend.
And breathe?
Well, yeah, he is alive. But what are you writing? What? He is a weird guy, isn't he, Ken?
Don't worry, Chef Pee-Pee. He's probably going to like the Moons Over My Hammy.
Cody, I need to know. What did he say? Please tell me.
Well, he didn't really say much of anything. He just said damn.
Wait, damn? Was it a good damn, bad damn? What?
I don't know. He didn't even taste the food.
But did it taste it? What's wrong with it?
with it?
I don't know. He just wrote down a bunch of stuff and then he ran away.
Aw, damn, he's a full critic! Well, what'd he write down?
I don't know. He didn't show me.
Aw, man, hopefully I'll get my review in the mail in like a week or so. Yeah, it better be good.
Let us know what he says, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Ooh, dude, what did Kendrick Lamar say about the food?
He didn't say anything. He didn't even try it.
Aw, man, I know why. He probably thought Drake poisoned it. Shit, I would poison it if I was Drake. Ultimate revenge.
You just said he was writing stuff down?
Yeah, and he asked a bunch of questions about Ken. I told him he was my boyfriend, then he just started writing.
I don't think he's gay, so he's probably not gonna steal your boyfriend.
Look, the news!
That was your line.
Oh.
The news!
Breaking news! Kendrick Lamar has released a new diss track targeted towards a kid named Cody!
He made a diss track on you, Cody?
Why? I didn't even do anything!
Let's see what he has to say.
Zilad Thil Zeb Ewoker. Play that shit backwards, it might mean something. I see dead dogs.
What's that on that beat, ho?
Mustard on the beat, ho. Weak, no. Ken's a freaking dog, just believe, yo. No way you think that he's alive. Be real, bro. Carrying around a piece of plastic like a fucking dildo. I'm tired of you weird ass niggas and your G.I. Joes. Plaid shirt, four wives, and you got no hoes. You say Ken's alive, nigga, better check your nose. Ken can move and tell me why he can't change that pose.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
Ken's a fucking dog.
He's a dog. Beach, beep, beep.
Ken's a fucking dog.
He's a dog.
He can't breathe, he can't breathe, he can't breathe, nigga. No. He can't breathe, he can't breathe.
He can't do it, he can't do it. He can't take a fucking breath. He can't do it, he can't do it. He can't take a fucking breath.
He a plastic ass nigga and Cody play with dolls.
He
with
a dolls.
Plastic ass nigga and Cody play with dolls.
He's plastic ass.
Oh no, Cody. Well, at least he didn't call you a pedophile.
Oh, that nigga a pedophile! He like boy booty! He play with dolls too!
What? That doesn't even make any sense. I'm a kid!
Not gonna lie, bro. That was pretty fire. And it was spot on. I agree with everything he says.
But why would he say that? I didn't do anything to him. I'm not a rapper.
Well, maybe he saw you being weird with Ken and he just wanted to make fun of you. I mean, you don't do weird stuff in front of Kendrick Lamar. He'll call you out.
Yeah, you walk around with Ken all day. You're just asking for it, dude.
But why would Kendrick Lamar say those things?
Well, are you gonna respond?
Well, respond? I can't respond. What bad things could I say about him? Oh, you're a multimillionaire with a bunch of Grammys and a Pulitzer Prize, and also you beat Drake, one of the most famous people in the world. Oh, yeah, that'll show him.
Shit, say something.
Yeah, you gotta respond with something.
Well, I can't respond... What was that, Ken? Well, Ken wants to respond.
Wait, he does?
Yeah. Well, Ken, I don't think this is a good idea. He's not gonna care about your abs, or that you're an astronaut, or a rocket scientist. He's not gonna care that you were in the Barbie movie, Ken.
Probably cause he's a doll, dude.
He's not a doll, Joseph! And also Kendrick Lamar. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna take Ken to the studio so he can spit. I'm just kidding. Ken doesn't spit. He swallows. Loads. But don't say that in the song, Ken. I don't think people will like that. Okay, guys, we're back from the studio. Ken recorded the hardest rap song ever. I mean, he spit bars. I burned it onto a CD and I put it in the PlayStation in front of us.
Wait, how old are you, nigga?
Well, it's on the TV up there. There's a TV, I promise. We just never show it. But guys, you guys want to watch the music video that Ken made by himself? Let's watch it. Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, you guys hear that? Oh, bodied, right? Oh, Ken is spitting up there.
Where's the lyrics, Cody?
What are you talking about? He's singing the lyrics. Don't you hear him? Damn.
Maybe we can't hear him because he's a doll.
He's not a doll, and how can you guys not hear what he's saying?
Cody, there's no words to this song. It's just a beat.
Wait, you guys are telling me you didn't just hear him say K-Dot? More like K-Not. Can't hang with the big shots. Your legacy's a short story built on weak plots. I'm the truth spitter, a real glitter shitter. You're just a pretender, just a bitter critter. You didn't hear him say that?
No.
Wait, so you guys are telling me you didn't just hear him say, so here's my diss track, K-Dot. Take it to heart. You're just another rapper playing another part. You act like you're a legend, but let's rewind. You weren't relevant till you just straight, now give me that behind. You didn't hear any of that?
He did not say that, no.
What are you guys, deaf?
There's no word, it's just a beat. He can't record music because he's a doll.
Well, maybe I have to turn up the vocals. I told you, Ken. Let me turn up the vocals.
Cody, I've been thinking about it. I think it's just smart not to respond to Kendrick Lamar because then he's going to reply with even worse diss and even worse diss. And I think what's best is just to ignore him and he'll go away.
Okay, if you guys think so.
Yeah, just delete that song that you recorded.
Dude, what do you think Kendrick Lamar is doing now?
Oh, pedophile. Die, Drake. Oh, this will get him. Wop, wop, wop.
a magic trick?
No.
Pick a card!
I said no.
Well then, get out of your way! Mommy, pick a card!
Okay. There's my card.
Alright, put it back in the deck.
There you go.
Alright, now I'm gonna tap the deck 2 times and your card will be on top. Is this your card?
Oh my god, Jeffy, that's amazing!
Wait, how'd you do that?
A magician never reveals his secrets.
I wanna pick a card.
Alright. Alright, Daddy, pick a card!
Okay, I'm gonna pick this one right here.
Alright, now crumple it up and throw it away!
Okay.
Alright. Gotta tap the deck. Is this your card?
What? Wait a minute, how'd you do that?
A magician never reveals his secrets.
Oh, no. I'll give you $50 if you tell me how you did it.
Okay, easy. Throw all the same card.
Jeffy, that's cheating!
What, they're all the three of hearts?
Yep.
What? You can't do that, Jeffy. You have to use an actual real deck.
Well, it's not cheating because you never asked to see the card.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay, whatever. That was all the money we had for the rest of the month.
And I was gonna go shopping.
There's someone at the door. Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, Goodman. I don't have my house payment this month.
That's okay. I have another way you can pay for it. Chives, get over here!
Is your butler on a leash?
Yes, because he's been a bad dog.
I'm a human, Sam.
Shut up, Chives!
So what do you want me to do?
Well, Chives won't stop pissing in the closet.
That's because you leave me locked in there for 12 or more hours a day.
Learn to hold it, Chives!
I can't! I'm 73!
Listen, I've tried rubbing his nose in it, I've tried hitting him with a newspaper, and he won't stop. And I read online that if you have a dog that won't stop pissing, you cut his balls off and then he stops. So I need you to neuter Chives for me.
You want me to cut your butler's balls off?
Yes, and put them in a jar.
He's serious.
I'm not comfortable with cutting his balls off.
Get over here! Heel!
I'm not comfortable with that.
Well, if you do it, I'll let you go 3 months without paying a house payment. Get back over here!
Okay, 3 months without a house payment, I really like that.
Okay, cool. Here, take the leash. And hold on to it tight, because he likes to run away.
Okay.
And also, when I come back here in a few minutes, I better have a ball sackless Chives. And don't be afraid to pull the leash, okay?
Come on, Chives.
So, Jeffy, what are you going to spend your $50 on?
Hookers.
Get in here, Chives.
Marvin, why is that man on a leash?
Because we have to cut his balls off.
Can't do that!
Hey, dang, this guy's bald. Is he your brother?
Stop that!
Listen, he's Goodman's butler and he won't stop peeing on the carpet, so Goodman wants me to neuter him.
Marvin, let him go!
You want a CD?
What kind of CD?
CD's nuts!
Jeffy, get out of here! Okay, so listen, we have to do it because Goodman says that if I neuter him, we don't have to make a house payment for 3 months.
Marvin, this is wrong! Let him go!
Would you rather be homeless or cut this guy's balls off?
Oh, I guess they gotta go.
Oh, come on! Doesn't anyone have any sense anymore?
Okay, listen, hold on to the leash. I have to go get some scissors.
Scissors?
But do not let go. He will run away. Bad Chives.
Sorry. Listen, ma'am, I know you don't have any balls. But if you would be so inclined to drop the leash, I swear I won't run away.
You promise you won't run away?
I swear to it.
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, do it.
Oh, man! Marvin's going to be pissed.
Okay, I got the scissors and I got some pain medicine for him. Wait, where'd he go?
I let go.
So he ran away?
He promised he wouldn't.
Oh, my God, you're so blonde and stupid and dumb.
I'm free. What? No way. It's caught. Shit.
Chives! Come back here right now.
No!
Get in here, Chives.
No, John, please, no.
Baby, hold the leash.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to cut him off.
Marvin, don't do that in here. It's going to be gross.
Yes, and very messy. Ew, old man, testicles and blood everywhere. Stinky.
Okay, you want me to call a vet and see if they'll come do it?
That's a good idea.
I'm not a dog.
All right, hold on to that leash. Let me grab my phone. Okay, I'm calling the vet's office. It's ringing.
Hello, veterinarian's office.
Yes. Do you neuter things there?
Sure, we neuter things all the time.
Okay, because I have someone I need you to neuter.
Okay, well, how old is the little fella?
How old are you?
73.
He's 73.
Oh, my God. In dog years?
No. In human years.
Wow, that must be the oldest living dog I've ever heard of.
Oh, no, it's not a dog. It's a human. It's an old man. So we need you to come over to our house and cut his balls off. Hello? Hello? Oh, she hung up.
Thank God!
I guess we have to do it ourselves.
No,
Wait. What if you didn't cut my balls off?
Well, we have to cut them off because we don't want to have to pay our house payment for 3 months.
Well, what if you still didn't have to make your house payment for 3 months? I have a plan. Listen, all you have to do is find something that looks like balls, put them in a jar, give it to Goodman, tell him an elaborate story about how you cut my balls off, but make sure you tell him I struggled or else he won't believe you.
Hey, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea, but what are we going to use for fake balls?
I don't know. Find something.
Okay, I'll go look.
Well, I'm not going to let go of this leash because I don't want you running away.
Oh, come on. We've made it this far. I'm not going to run away.
I mean, I guess we are cool now.
Yeah, we're super cool. Like, dab me up, G.
I guess I will dab you up.
Hey! Yes, I'm free! Oh, no way! Ah, why does this keep happening to me? No, shit. No.
Come back inside. Come on. Come on, Charles.
No, please. Just kill me instead.
Okay, Marvin, this is what I got. I have 2 fake eyeballs. I have 2 balls I made out of Play-Doh, 2 spiky light-up balls, 2 bouncy balls, 2 peanuts, and chocolate balls.
Ooh, the peanuts might work. You could roll them around in some ketchup. Maybe make them look bloody.
No. Goodman's not going to fall for any of these balls. Looks like we have to actually neuter you.
No, please. The peanuts will work, I swear.
Well, while you two figure it out, I'm going to eat my meatball sub.
Wait, did you just say meatball sub? My God, that's it. Meatballs.
What?
Oh, yeah, meatballs would look like actual balls because they're meaty, have red sauce on them like blood.
Exactly.
But then what am I going to eat for dinner?
I don't care what you eat. Eat the peanuts. Marvin, go grab a jar for us to put the meatballs in. Me and Rose will wait right here.
Okay, wait a minute. No, I'm going to stay right here and hold on to the leash. You go get a jar.
Okay.
See, I can't fool you a second time.
Yeah, you're not escaping again.
All right, Marvin, I put the meatballs in this jar.
Oh, wow, that's so believable. That looks just like my testicles put in a jar.
Ew.
I mean, it does look really believable. I mean, it's all meaty and gross.
So, Marvin, what story are you going to tell Goodman?
Yes, Marvin, you have to make sure it's very believable. Tell him I struggled. Ooh, and tell him I screamed. He'll love that.
I'll tell him something really good. That must be him at the door.
But wait, Marvin, I don't have any bandages. He'll never believe it.
Oh, we could put one of Jeffy's diapers on him.
Genius!
Oh, yeah, we could do that. Okay, so I'll get one of Jeffy's diapers. Here, hold the leash.
Damn.
Okay, and do not let go of him. And I'll get you one of the diapers.
Okay.
Hello?
Are those balls snipped?
Oh, those balls are snipped completely off.
You actually did? Did he cry?
Oh, yeah, he's still crying.
Oh, I bet he cried. I bet it hurt, too. But Marvin, look, it had to be done. He wouldn't stop peeing in the closet.
Yeah, I completely understand. But if you want to come see him, he's recovering upstairs.
Okay, I'll come see him.
Goodman's coming up the stairs right now!
Look, Marvin, I found a cone!
Very believable!
There he is!
Ow!
Holy shit, you actually cut off his balls!
Yep, he sure did! There they are in that jar right there!
Are those fucking meatballs?
No, those are my testicles!
These are what testicles look like outside the body.
It's true!
They look like meatballs from a Subway sandwich.
No. They just look old because he's old. That's why they look like that. Because we cut his balls off.
Oh, yeah. So, Chives, tell me, because I have to know. How bad did it hurt?
Oh, God, it hurt so bad. I was kicking and screaming, and he had me crying for my mommy.
So why are the scissors clean?
Because Marvin made me lick them clean afterwards.
Oh, that's something I would do. Nice touch, Marvin.
Yeah, we had to sterilize them after he did it.
Yeah, so Marvin, tell me how you did it. And please, don't leave out any details. Because I see eyeballs, Play-Doh balls, spiky balls, bouncy balls, peanuts, and Maltesers.
Oh. Yes, Marvin, please don't spare any expense.
Yeah, Marvin, tell us.
So you want to know how I cut his balls off and I used all these items?
Oh, yeah, please. Because I have to know.
Oh, okay, this is what happened. So we dragged Chives into the room by his leash, and he was screaming and crying and begging for us to let him go. So we threw him into a cage and fed him a bowl of eyeballs. And then when he got done eating those eyeballs, he wanted to come out and play. So we let him play with some Play-Doh because we felt bad, and he started making Play-Doh balls. And then he tried to run away, so we threw spiky balls at him and knocked him down. And then we said, if you try to run away again, we're going to feed you to the elephant outside. And so the elephant overheard that we said his name, so the elephant wanted to be fed some peanuts, so we threw peanuts at the elephant.
An elephant, Marvin?
There was an elephant outside, and that's why we had peanuts. We fed the elephant peanuts. So then we chained Chives to the table, and he said, no, please, before you cut my balls off, I really want to see how high I can bounce a bouncy ball. So we let him go,
and he bounced the bouncy ball over the elephant, and then we chained him back to the table, and then we cut his balls off with scissors, and we celebrated by eating Maltesers.
So that is what happened.
An elephant, Marvin.
Yes, an elephant. That's why we needed the peanuts.
Marvin, this is a fucking meatball.
What? How do you know?
Because I licked it, and I know that this is a meatball from Subway.
Ew!
So I know you didn't chop off his balls.
It's inhumane. You can't chop off a human's balls.
Well, then give me the scissors and I'll do it.
No! No, Goodman, they're my balls. Oh, do it.
Well, I'd like to see this.
Oh, yeah? Well, watch this. Just let me pull them out first.
What are you doing?
Hey!
Time you get your wrinkly ass back here and eat this meatball!
He escaped again! Why would we give him the scissors?
Alright, Boyne, I'm going to the grocery store. Is there anything you need?
Some more beer, some stool softener, because I'm pretty backed up, and some Paw Patrol mac and cheese. Those shapes are my favorite.
Oh, but Boyne, what if they're out of the Paw Patrol? What do you want?
SpongeBob.
Okay.
Hey, how long do you think you're going
to
be?
I don't know, maybe a couple hours, because I'm going to try to use the self-checkout there, Boyne, so it feels like I have a job. And some of them have cameras on them, so it makes you feel famous.
Yeah, they do that.
Okay, Boyne, I'll be back soon.
Okay, take your time.
All right, Boyne, if there's anything else you think of that you need, just call me.
Okay, when you're on your way home, can you call me until I answer? And then when you pull up in the driveway, just honk a lot so I can help you with the groceries.
Okay.
Just wait for her car to start. Wait for her to drive off. Yes, she's finally gone. Now I can try out some weird shit, see what this generation's really into. Let me just get the tissues, get the lotion, and the old laptop. Okay, now I guess I just have to put in this tail plug I bought. See what I can do. Oh, ow, damn, that hurts. I don't see how dogs do it. All right, let me just put on this mask here. Oh, damn, this thing's really tight. Okay, I don't really see how people think this is hot. I mean, it's hot in here. Now I have to think of a fursona. I am no longer Brooklyn guy. I am now Strong Jackal Corny Fur. Yeah, that's cool. All right, I guess I have to find some furry videos. Those really are just people dressed up like animals, huh? Well, I'm not backing out now. I already got a plug in my ass. Whew, okay. That was, not for me. Not fur me. Damn it, I'm already starting to talk like them. No, I will not be doing that again. That took way too long, and it's way too hard to breathe in that thing. I'm just gonna stick to regular old human-on-human. Man, I'm really glad nobody saw me do that. That would be really embarrassing. I mean, that would be career-ruining. Life-ruining, honestly. I mean, I would do just about anything to make sure nobody ever found out I did that. Hold on, let me get this tail plug out. Ooh, I'm getting a text message. What? How is that possible? Who is this? Watching me? How could you be watching me? The windows are closed! Call me. I'm not a good texter. What? No. Nobody can find out I did that. That's impossible. What? Okay, they're calling me. Hello?
Hello, Brooklyn Guard.
How do you know my name?
We've been watching you.
Watching me? How?
Through the webcam on your laptop.
On my Oh, come on. That is just a violation of my privacy. How'd you even do that?
And we recorded everything that you did.
Everything? Like, everything? Like, with the mask and the tail plug and me screaming, yes, Mama Bear, and barking like a dog, all of it?
Oh, yeah. And we even know what video you watched.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, that was a really weird one, too. And I'm pretty sure they might have been dudes. I couldn't tell with the suit on.
Yeah, they were dudes.
Oh, god damn it.
If you don't want that video being released to the public, you will do everything we tell you to.
I will do literally anything you say to do. I will never live that shit down. I do not want that going public. You say to do it, I will do it with no hesitation.
There's a package at your front door. Go grab it.
A package? For me? Ooh, that's a big package. Is it something I've been wanting? Is it the Home Alone Lego set? Oh, you shouldn't have.
No, it's not for you. It's for someone else.
Wait, why would I give someone else the Home Alone Lego set when I want it?
It's not the Home Alone Lego set.
Yeah, I should have figured. It's not nearly big enough to fit the entire McAllister house.
Just take the package and go to your car.
Oh, is this going to be one of those packages you open up and it shoots confetti all over the place? Because I'm never going to get it out of my car. It's going to be, like, between the seats.
No, it's not. Let's just say it's going to blow your mind.
Oh, this sounds like a confetti bomb. But I'm gonna do whatever you say, because I don't want people thinking I'm a furry. Because I'm not! I just wanted to see if I was.
All right, I'm in the car with the package.
Why do you sound so sad?
I'm just thinking about the Home Alone Lego set and how I'll probably never be able to afford it because it's like 300 bucks. And even if I could, I mean, when am I ever going to have time to build it? I heard it's like 4,000 pieces. And of course it is. Have you seen how big their house is in the movie? They have so many kids. And they're flying to Paris for Christmas? What do they do for a living? They gotta be loaded. No wonder the Wet Bandits wanted to rob them. And then in the second one, they're flying to Florida? Like, stay the fuck home. It's Christmas. I think they'd get along really well with the Cranks. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted. You were blackmailing me?
Yes. Now take that package and drive it to the gas station.
To the gas station? When are they going to have time to build a Lego set? I mean, I guess they could do it in between customers.
Just do it or I post.
Okay, I didn't say I wasn't going to do it. I'll do it. I just don't understand your instructions. Weird. Okay, I'm at the gas station with the package.
Deliver the package to the gas station, Clark.
Okay.
Hello, thank you for coming to my gas station.
Hey, I got a package for you.
Ooh, what's in it?
I think it's the Home Alone Lego set.
It's not. Open it up and see what's inside.
Okay.
So, what is it?
Hold on one second. Don't look in there. Hey, that's a fucking bomb.
Yeah, I know. How much time is left on it?
Like 52 seconds?
You should probably get out of there.
Hey, Mommy, can I get a push pop?
Freddy, we've talked about this. I'm not your mother.
Can I get one too?
No!
Mister, is that a bomb in you?
Yeah.
Are you gonna blow up the gas station?
Yeah. Oh, don't make that face. You're gonna make me feel bad. Hey, there's kids here.
Wait, did he say bomb?
Good luck, everybody.
Oh my god! It's a bomb! Run, kids, run!
I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Jesus fucking Christ! Are you happy now that old gas station full of kids just exploded? Yes, and now you're gonna go rob a bank.
Rob a bank?
Yeah, there's a hoodie, a gun, and AirPods in the trunk of your car. Go to the bank and get ready.
Okay, fine. I just really don't want people to think I'm a furry. Oh man, please don't make me do this.
Do you want everyone to know that you're a furry?
No, this is better, but I'm not a furry.
Well, this is the final step.
This is the final step after blowing up a gas station full of kids? Okay, well, I'm already this far.
Hello, welcome to the bank. How may I help you? Use your words.
You're really not getting this?
No.
Okay, well, come down here.
Oh, okay.
This is a fucking robbery. Give me all the money or I'm gonna shoot you in the face.
Oh, what's your account number?
No, not out of my account. Like, out of everyone's account. Like, just give me the money because I'm robbing you.
Oh my god, it's a robbery! Please don't shoot me!
Yeah, get the money, bitch!
Oh, hi, man. What are you doing here? Oh, wait. Why are you wearing a coat? It's not cold outside. Oh, fuck me! Why'd you shoot me?
Because I don't know you. I don't know who you are. I'm robbing this place.
Fuck!
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is very, very convenient. Let's grab this. Hey, nobody follow me or you're going to get what he got.
Ah! It burns!
Okay, I got the money, you sick fuck. And I had to shoot my partner.
Now open the bag and make sure all the money's in there.
Okay, fine.
Oh, fuck, god damn it! What happened?
The dye pack went off in my face!
Okay.
Thanks for caring! Now what do I do with this money?
There's gonna be a dolphin that comes up to your window for you to deliver the money to.
A dolphin? Are you the dolphin?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the money. Can I go home now?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Well, I did a lot of fucked up shit, but at least people aren't gonna think I'm a furry.
Oh, Jonathan, you're so rich!
Yeah, that's what happens when you win the lottery, Karen.
What the hell's going on here?
Barney Jonathan showed me a video of you dressed up like a reindeer, pleasuring yourself to other people dressed up like animals. What's going on here?
Why was this in your ass?
Oh, dear. No pun intended. You guys saw that, huh? So it was you? You're the one who recorded me and then blackmailed me and then you made me blow up a gas station and rob a bank?
I don't know what you're talking about. I won the lottery.
Oh, really? The lottery just hands out money that's already been stained with a dye pack?
Boyne, what's all that blue stuff on your face? Were you trying out for the Blue Man Group?
Yeah, but I didn't get it because I'm not good at drums. I'm only good at robbing banks and blowing up gas stations. With kids in them, by the way.
Hey, I didn't know that those kids were on a field trip.
Okay, so it was you.
Fine! I admit it, I did it all, but it's because then I thought you would go to jail for life after you got caught, and then Karen would come running to my arms because I'm rich.
So you did all of this just to get with my wife? You made me rob a bank, and that I understand, because you want money, that makes sense, but why the gas station? Was that just for fun? Why did I have to do that?
I don't know. I just didn't think you would do it, bro.
Why did you even get a bomb? That's what we should be talking about, and you sent it to my house. This is all really elaborate.
I got the bomb from Mother's closet.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Okay, fine, but I'm taking this tail with me.
Okay, I don't know why you want it. Fucking weirdo.
Boynie, what's gonna happen to you?
Well, Karen, I'm not gonna lie. I might be going to prison for a really long time, because a lot of people did recognize me. But I think I got away with it, because I was wearing sunglasses and a hoodie. Oh, shit, Karen, there's someone at the door. Hide all the money.
No, Boynie, I'm not your accomplice.
Fine, I'll just smooth talk him. Hello?
Hey, Mike. I'm sure you know what this is about, but I got a warrant for your arrest.
Whatever for?
Well, for blowing up a gas station and robbing a bank. And also, you shot me in the arm.
Oh, Simmons, that simply was not me.
Well, it looked like you. I said hi, and then you shot me in the arm.
Oh, no, Simmons, why would I shoot you? We're friends. Friends don't shoot friends.
Well, probably because you recognized me, and I saw you doing something bad, so you wanted to get rid of me.
No, Simmons, that was not me. I've been home all day.
Well, what about the blue stuff on your face?
Oh, this? I was eating blueberry pie without my hands.
Oh, yummy. You got any left?
No, I ate it all.
Oh, well, can I see the empty pie tray?
Okay, you know what? I was lying about that. Actually, what happened is Papa Smurf came over and things got pretty wild because he's my landlord and I didn't want to pay rent. So let's just say he found a way to make me pay.
So Papa Smurf just blew his load all over your face, huh?
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes.
Well, can I come in and look around for the money?
No, you can't because Papa Smurf's load is all over my house and it's messy and I don't want you to have to see that.
Well, Mike, I do have a warrant, so I'm coming in anyway.
Okay, but if you see anything blue, it's Papa Smurf's load, okay? Oh. Just
Smurf. All right. Well, Mike, there's the money with...
Smurf load is what that is. It's load from a Smurf. See, Papa Smurf made me sit right here and then he did it on my face and it got all over the money. And then he said, you know what? Since you're so good at pleasuring Smurfs, you don't owe me money. I'll give you money. So that's where all this money came from. And then, of course, the Smurf load I mentioned.
Ah, you must be really good at it. You probably got your talents from your mom.
Okay, you...
Yeah, well, you know what I think, mate? I think you did rob that bank, and the dye pack went off and got all over the money and your face.
Yeah, that is actually what happened, and I shot you. Sorry about that. Look, Simmons, I'm gonna make you a deal, okay? How about I give you half of this money if you just go back to work and tell everybody I'm dead? Like, when you showed up, I was dead in the fireplace and all the money was burned.
Well, what are you gonna do about work?
I'll just reapply as one of my other brothers.
All right, you got yourself a deal, mate.
Okay, but if anybody asks, I'm not a furry, okay?
What?
Yeah, there might be a video going around with somebody who looks like me doing furry shit, but that's not me. That is a furry guy. He's my brother, so that's who that is. It's not me.
Oh, I get it, mate. You like to rub your wiener on a porcupine. I enjoy the nice wallaby pooch every now and again.
No, I don't. That's my brother. I don't do that.
That's all right, mate. I'm gonna go ahead and take my half.
Okay, I'm gonna pay somebody to get this shit off my face. Good night, Karen.
Oh, no, Boynie. You're not getting out of talking about how you dressed up like a reindeer today and watched other people be furries.
What, Karen, that was a one-time thing. I didn't even like it, okay?
Boynie, is that what you like? You like being a reindeer?
No, it's not what I like. I learned that I don't like that.
You want to fly Santa's sleigh?
No, I don't want to fly Santa's sleigh.
Merry Christmas.
I'm not a furry.
Is that what you want me to do, Boynie? I'll do that for you.
No, don't.
Your wildest fantasies. I'll be a cat.
I don't want you to be
meow.
A cat. I don't like cats.
Meow.
That's not what I want.
Meow.
I want a human woman.
Oh, do you want me to be a puppy?
I don't want
woof,
a puppy.
Woof,
no, I'm not a furry. God damn it.
Woof.
This is hell. I'm
okay.
In hell.
What about a
this
furry?
This is what hell looks like.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
My wife's
tweet,
a fucking furry.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
Well, before we start, I just wanted to show everybody this comment from Lucas Coleman 5454. He says, upload Cruella DeVille's cigarette smoke problem, please. I like that he says upload, as if we've already filmed it, but we're just keeping it to ourselves. And he says please with two question marks, like he's begging, like he really, really needs us to make this happen for him. Listen, Lucas, buddy, we've never used Cruella DeVille in any video before, so we would have to introduce Cruella DeVille and introduce that she has a cigarette smoking problem and make a whole video about that, which I guess we could do, but everybody would be pretty confused, and they would probably be a little bit upset with us, so I don't really know how to tell you this, but I don't really think that's gonna happen. I mean, if you want to see Cruella DeVille's cigarette smoke problem, I guess we could maybe upload that on a different channel, because it'll probably be demonetized, but otherwise, sorry, Lucas, I don't think that's gonna happen for you. So what do you guys want to do today that isn't Cruella DeVille's cigarette smoking problem?
I think your phone's ringing, Cody.
Oh, you're right. I'm going to go answer it. Junior, Macy's is calling about Ken's Christmas present.
That says Timmy.
Timmy is my sales associate from Macy's, so could you please take Ken in the other room?
Why can't Ken listen?
Well, I don't want him to find out about his Christmas present.
It's not like he can hear. His ears are plastic.
No, he has real human ears, Joseph. Junior, please.
Okay.
What's up, babe?
Hey, Cody, how's it hanging?
Oh, you know, shriveled up and to the left with dried saliva on it.
Ooh, how about a little bit of fresh saliva?
Ooh, okay, I'll be over in a little while.
Okay.
Okay, Junior, you can go back in with Ken.
I don't know why I had to take Ken out of the other room.
Well, I don't want him to know about his Christmas present.
So Ken does not know about Timmy.
What? Who's Timmy? Oh, you mean Timmy from Macy's? Oh, I already told Ken about Timmy. Yeah, remember? Remember Timmy? He's the one who gives me a huge discount. Like a really big discount.
So you don't want him to know about it?
What? No, because I don't want him to find out about his Christmas present. Look, if we're going to keep talking about this, you have to take him out of the room again. What? Junior, don't throw him. He has a herniated disc in his back.
How does he have a herniated disc?
From playing football?
He doesn't play football, dude. He's a doll.
He's not a doll, Joseph. He's all American.
No, he's all plastic, dude. He's made in China.
Wait, Cody, so you're cheating on Ken with Timmy?
Well, I'm not cheating on him. I just like to spend time with Timmy.
Why? Because he's an actual human being that breathes?
Well, they're both human beings, Joseph. It's just that Timmy and I have a spiritual connection. I think we're the same sign.
What, gay?
Well, yes, Joseph. And I think our moons are in the same phase or some shit.
So if you like Timmy so much, why don't you just break up with Ken?
Well, I can't break up with Ken. We're soulmates.
Okay, then stop talking to Timmy.
Well, look, I'll just figure it out, okay? Can you just go get Ken off the floor?
Okay.
I'm so sorry, Ken. I don't know why Junior threw you like that. I'll give you a back massage later.
Hey, Cody!
What the fuck? Hey, Timmy! What are you doing here just walking in like that?
What about Ken's herniated disc?
Shut up! So what's up, Timmy? What the hell?
Well, you were taking so long, plus my parents are home, so I figured I'll just come over.
Oh, okay, great. That's fine.
Is everything okay, Cody?
No, I'm good. I am just peachy.
Hey, Timmy, you know Cody loves a doll?
He loves a doll?
No. He's saying Adele wrong. I love Adele.
Oh, my God. Like rolling in the deep?
Yeah.
No, he has a doll that he kisses.
He kisses Adele?
No. Timmy, can you go wait in the other room? I have to call Macy's about your Christmas present.
Oh, my God. Macy's? Okay.
Joseph, what the fuck?
Dude, you're making him mad weird. Just tell him about your stupid doll.
Yeah, tell Timmy about Ken.
I'm not going to tell him about Ken.
Well, he needs to know about your stupid G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. He wishes.
If you tell Timmy about Ken, he's not going to care, I promise.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, he's not going to care about your stupid doll.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll tell him. Hold on, Junior. Before I go talk to Timmy, I got to check on the eggs in my hatchery.
Eggs in your hatchery? What are you talking about?
I'm playing Dragon City, Junior.
What's Dragon City?
You don't know what Dragon City is? You lump. You fucking mook.
What is Dragon City?
You're really going to make me go over to the green screen, aren't you? Okay. Hey, guys. I want to tell you about this awesome game I've been into called Dragon City. It's a world filled with dragons where you get to be the boss. With over 1,000 unique dragons, you can collect, hatch, and evolve your own dragon empire. It's like having your own dragon zoo full of your little dragon minions. Also, you're not just raising dragons, you're building their home, creating a city with magical habitats, cool buildings, and you can even customize the decorations. It's like being an architect and a dragon trainer all in one. For those who love a challenge, you can jump into PvP battles, test your dragon strength against other dragon masters, and climb the leaderboard to try to be number two, since I'll be number one. Also, each of your dragons have special skills and abilities. Unleash them in quests and events like Wizard's Hollow, where you have to use your big brain to win. And they have multiplayer. You can jump into a community of players where you can trade dragons and even join alliances for exclusive rewards. You can also check out what other people have built. You should check this game out too. Download Dragon City now by clicking the link in the description or scanning this QR code. And hey, you'll get a special bundle to kickstart your journey. 15,000 food and 30,000 gold and a super rare spaceship dragon. Don't miss out. Here you go, Junior. Play you some Dragon City. I'll go talk to Timmy.
Okay.
Hey, Timmy.
Oh, hey, Cody. Look what I wrote.
Oh, wow. That is something. So you think we're dating, right?
About that. So I was thinking that maybe today we could officially become boyfriend and boyfriend.
Yeah, well, can we add another boyfriend to that?
What do you mean?
Well, Timmy, I'd like to introduce you to someone. This is Ken.
Cody, who the hell is that?
Well, we've been dating since about 2014.
Are you freaking serious right now? You've been dating for 9 years and you were just gonna leave me in the dark about it?
Well, that's why I'm telling you now before things get too serious.
So you were just keeping it a secret that you were dating this beautiful, chiseled out human being?
But I still care about you too, though, Timmy.
If you care about me, then prove it. Choose right now. Me or him? Choose!
I don't know.
Make your choice!
I've just been with Ken for so long.
Okay.
I understand. You know what, Cody, Philip, Nutkiss, you broke my heart.
My middle name's not Philip. I don't know where you got that from.
Philip on these nuts!
Oh, damn.
Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo-hoo.
Well, I told Timmy.
I guess it didn't go well because I heard Timmy yelling at you.
Yeah, he was pretty upset.
Wait, he's mad at a doll, dude?
Well, he knows Ken's not a doll.
Oh, so he's delusional, too. You guys are perfect for each other.
Well, I knew we were perfect for each other, but Ken and I are perfect for each other, too.
So how did Ken react when he saw your side piece?
Oh, he won't stop yapping. I keep telling him I chose you over Timmy. You won. You get the Cody peen. God, he just won't shut up. No, he doesn't really work at Macy's. Yes, that was a lie. God. Yes, you are still getting a Christmas present. Jesus, do you hear this guy speaking Japanese?
Oh, well, I mean, are you happy with your decision? Are you happy you chose Ken?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, it's Ken. I mean, just look at those abs. You know, just eat them up. Yeah, I'm happy. Just distract me with something, okay? I don't want to talk about this.
Okay, well, Chef Pee-Pee needs me to do my chores, so you guys can help me vacuum and suck up all
talk about something else.
Okay, well, there's a documentary on black holes. They suck up.
Stop saying suck so much.
Okay, well, there's this video on Joey Chestnut, how he eats a lot of hot dogs.
No hot dogs. No, everything just reminds me of Timmy. Boo-hoo-hoo.
Why are you crying like that?
Boo-hoo.
It's sad.
Boo-hoo. I really love Cody. I really do. He just doesn't feel the same. I'm such a fool. I just wish he knew everything I do to show that I really love Cody. He doesn't feel the same about me. I wish I could make him choose me. I am heartbroken. I'm feeling so lonely. I just wish that Cody would actually love me.
Sorry, Father.
Oh, I love sniffing Sharpies, dude.
Me too, it's the best smell ever.
Guys, I'm getting really tired of sniffing Sharpies.
What? Cody, you love sniffing Sharpies!
I know, but I'm starting to get a headache.
Well, smell the orange one.
It smells like a Sharpie.
No, it smells like oranges.
No, it smells like a Sharpie.
This one smells like green apple.
No, they all smell the same.
Cody, what's wrong?
I don't know. I'm just thinking a lot about Timmy.
Well, you wanted Ken, right?
Well, yeah, but I also want Timmy. I want his cake, and I want to eat it, too.
Well, what does Timmy offer that Ken can't do?
Well, Ken's just not a throat goat.
A what?
You know, a throat goat, a glizzy goblin, a sword swallower.
Well, can Ken ever become one of those?
No, look at that mouth. It's too small. It'll never work.
Well, why don't you ask Timmy if you, Ken, and him can be in a throuple?
A what?
A throuple, like, you know, where all three people date.
What, that can happen?
Yeah, it's called being in a parallelogram relationship.
You mean a polyamorous relationship?
That!
Oh, that would be really cool. Okay, I'm gonna go ask Timmy if he'd be okay with that.
Sob! Sob! Sob!
Hey, Timmy.
Cody, what are you doing here? You can't just walk into someone's house!
Well, you just walked into Junior's house earlier.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you want, you slut?
What, are you trying to make me mad, or are you trying to get me back in the closet?
It depends on what you say next. So, what is it you wanted to tell me?
Well, hold on. Damn, you gotta give me a minute. Oh, okay, so I have a proposal.
Oh my god, you're proposing?
No, not like that, but I do have an idea. Okay, so take a good look at Ken here. What would you rate him on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, that's easy, a 10.
Right? He's a total 10. So, what if you and me both dated Ken together?
Is
Is that allowed?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
But Father says that a relationship should only be between a man and a woman.
Well, look, we already broke that rule, so why not break one more?
Okay!
So we're cool now?
It depends. Is the closet door open?
Hell yeah, it is. I am sore.
Hey, Cody, are you and Timmy friends again?
Oh, I'd say we're more than friends.
What would you say you are?
Well, I would say I'd like to thank Dragon City for sponsoring this video. Click the link below to check them out now.
So are you, like, more than friends or friends?
We're banging. Yeah! Junior, my knees are weak and my arms are spaghetti!
Dude, that's crazy!
Shoot me with the spaghetti ray and change me back to normal!
Okay!
Oh, good, I have my arms back. I'm never making a spaghetti ray ever again.
What were you thinking, Cody?
I really have no idea.
Okay, that was the last scene for SML movie Cody Spaghetti Arms.
Instant classic.
Yeah, Joseph killed it, bro.
It would get more views if it was called Jeffy Spaghetti Arms.
Well, obviously.
Why wasn't Penelope in the video?
Because no one likes her.
Ugh.
Why isn't there an Anthony puppet?
Shut up, Anthony. All right, guys, we got done filming early today. You want to go do something?
Ooh, we should see the Marvin Bros movie.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, that'd be dope, dude.
It would get more views if it was called the Jeffy Bros movie.
Obviously.
All right, guys, let's go see the Marvin Bros movie.
Yeah.
Hey, Booby, can I go?
No!
I'm so excited to see this movie.
Yeah, one ticket to the Marvin Bros movie, please.
That will be $20.
Ugh, highway robbery. This is why nobody goes to the movies anymore, am I right? Should have just waited to see it on Amazon Prime.
Hey, one ticket to the Marvin Bros movie, please.
$20, please.
Jesus. Thank you.
Hey, one ticket to the Marvin Bros movie, please.
$20, sir.
Damn, dude. God, expensive-ass movie.
One ticket to the Marvin Bros, please.
And I see your $20. Here's your movie ticket.
Thank you. One ticket to the Marvin Bros movie.
Oh, sorry, sir. I'm afraid you can't see this movie.
But, well, why not? I have cash. It's a 20.
Yeah, it's the whole, you know, lawsuit thing.
Well, I don't use those characters anymore. I made my own.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not going to be able to give you one of these movie tickets.
Well, can I speak to your manager?
Sure. All right, here's my manager.
What the fuck do you want?
I want to see the Marvin Bros movie, please.
You know you can't see that.
Well, I thought me and the company were cool. Like, I stopped using their characters. I thought me and Pentendo were cool.
No, they hate you. They told every movie theater in the world that if they see your stupid face trying to come see this movie to tell you to leave. So leave.
Well, it's true. I heard your whole thing.
Oh, well, look, I got $20. Let me just see it. I won't tell anyone.
Oh, you have a 20? Great, well, I'm keeping it for wasting my time. Now leave!
Oh, come on, please!
Leave! If you see him come back to this theater, you call the police.
Yes, sir!
All right, this disguise should work. No one will recognize me wearing this.
Hello, sir. How may I help you today?
One ticket to the Marvin Brothers movie, please.
Ooh, the only movies we have left are in 3D.
That's fine. I'll watch it in 3D.
Perfect! That'll be $20!
Here you go.
And here is your movie ticket.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Do I know you from somewhere?
No. This is my first time ever at this movie theater.
Are you sure? Because you look really familiar.
Well, maybe we went to high school together.
What's your name?
Marcus.
Marcus! I remember you. You're the guy that pinched me in front of all the cheerleaders and exposed my wiener. That was classic. It's a good thing I'm a shower and not a grower. Anyway, here's your movie ticket.
I actually got a ticket!
And don't forget your 3D glasses!
Oh, thank you so much, sir!
Enjoy the movie!
Oh, man, I can't believe I actually made it into the Marvin Bros movie! Okay, I gotta put my 3D glasses on. Let me take this disguise off. Alright, let me put these glasses on.
Enjoying the movie?
About to.
Get the fuck out!
Yep, come on, man. You know you can't see this movie.
Oh, come on. Just let me watch the intro.
Nope, let's go.
Oh, come on.
Yo, where's Logan at?
Oh, I think he's in the bathroom pooping. Pooping, everybody. Taking a big old stinky shit.
Actually, I think he's banging in the family bathroom.
Who is calling me? Oh, hop off my pecker. The movie hasn't even started yet. Hello?
Hey, Poopy.
Oh, where are you? I told everybody you were pooping. Pooping! What, bitch, you want to go? This old hag just threw popcorn at me.
Listen, Poopy, they won't let me in the theater.
Oh, why not?
Because of the whole lawsuit thing.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yo, is that Logan? Tell him to give me a popcorn, bro.
Lavelle says get him a popcorn.
They won't even let me in the theater.
Oh, that sucks.
Look, can you let me into the back exit?
No.
But why not?
Well, I don't want to get in trouble. I want to see the movie, too.
Just open up the back exit.
Just ask Lavelle if he'll do it.
What's up?
Lavelle, open up the back exit.
Wait, you can't afford a ticket, my boy?
No, I can't afford a ticket. Just open the back exit.
Alright.
Bro, it says the door is alarmed.
Just push it, open it.
Alright.
Hurry up, what's up, man?
I can't believe I made it into the movie. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, bro.
That alarm was loud.
Do you think the manager heard?
Yes.
I don't think he did. These theaters are loud.
Yeah, you good, bro.
Hey, you're supposed to buy a ticket like I did. I've been saving up my money all week.
Well, just shut up.
Yeah, mind your business, snitch.
Okay, I can't wait to watch the Marvin Bros movie.
Me too.
Hey, get the fuck out.
How'd you know I was here?
You think I wouldn't notice the fire alarm going off?
Yeah, I told you he's gonna hear it. All right, man, come on, you're under arrest.
What, under arrest for what?
The sign says trespassers will be prosecuted and you're trespassing. You basically signed a contract to get arrested, so come on.
Well, I wasn't the one that opened the door.
Don't do it, boy.
Actually, I was.
Yep, come on, let's go.
Yeah, good call, good call.
Get in there, you!
Oh, come on, let me out. I didn't do anything wrong.
No. You know you're not supposed to be watching that movie. It's not for you. It's for everybody else who didn't piss off that company.
But we don't use their characters anymore.
No, it doesn't matter. They don't want you watching that movie because they don't want you getting any ideas. The movie's too awesome.
Is it awesome?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it 3 times. It's great.
Can you tell me if Junior's in it?
No, I can't tell you that.
Well, can you at least tell me the ending?
No, I can't tell you that either. Look, you're gonna have to ask the judge, but don't worry. The court's coming up pretty soon.
Well, can I at least get my one phone call?
Oh, yeah, you do get one of those. I guess I probably should have given you that before I put you in here. Well, come on. You get one phone call.
Okay. Oh, come on, please answer.
Hello?
Hey, Chili, listen, I just got arrested. I need you to bail me out of jail.
What are you in jail for?
I tried to see the Marvin movie.
You know you can't see that movie.
I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. Just come bail me out.
Well, I have no one to watch Lily.
Well, then get Tito to come bail me out.
Well, Tito's going to go see the new Marvin movie right now.
Heck yeah, I am. Later, losers. Will someone just come please bail me out?
All right, time's up.
Well, but no one's going to bail me out yet.
Doesn't matter. Come on.
Oh, that movie was amazing. I loved the Marvin cart scene, and Cody even dressed up like a girl like he did in that one video.
Why wasn't that star princess person in the movie?
Oh, they're definitely gonna milk that in, like, the third movie. Her little star was in it, though.
I'm mad that fire-breathing turtle wasn't watching Charlie and Friends, though.
Well, I can't believe Jeffy wasn't in it.
Wait, where's Logan?
Oh, he got arrested.
What? When did that happen?
While you were out getting popcorn.
Shit.
Yeah, maybe we should go bail him out.
I'll go do it. You guys stay here.
Someone please get me out of here.
Hey, Logan.
Hey, Booby, did you come to bail me out?
Oh, no, I just came to tell you how good the movie was.
How good is it?
Oh, it's really good.
Is Junior in it?
No, he's not. But Cody is. He dresses like a girl and everything.
So he's gay?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's so cool. How does the movie end?
Oh, you see, they actually go to... No, don't tell him how it ends. You, it's time for court. Come on. Oh, I'll get my robe on.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. Today, we will be hearing the case of Logan 30, who is being accused of trying to sneak into the Marvin Brothers movie, which is very good, by the way. Logan, why were you trying to sneak into this movie film?
Oh, well, I tried to pay for it, and then they wouldn't let me in, so I snuck in.
I see. And why would they not let you in?
Because the company that made the movie sued me one time for using their characters. And I don't use their characters anymore, but I guess I'm just not allowed to see it.
Oh, so you knew you weren't supposed to be seeing this film.
Well, no, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to see it because I use my own characters, so I thought me and the company were cool now.
So when the theater turned you away, that is when you decided to sneak in and break the law, correct?
Yeah, I went into the exit, but I did pay $40. Like, I paid twice, and they didn't give me my money back. So since I paid, I should be allowed to see it, because, you know, I paid.
Well, the door that he broke into said that the trespassers will be prosecuted, so he knowingly broke the law.
So the door said that, and you opened it anyway, knowing you were committing a crime. That is the worst felony I have ever heard of.
Oh, God, I just wanted to watch the movie. It's not like you guys can stop me when it comes out on DVD or streaming it.
Now that is a good point. I suppose there's no way we could prevent you from getting it on DVD or streaming the movie. Then you leave me no choice. I will let you choose your sentence. I could either sentence you to life in prison in solitary confinement because there's no way you could ever watch the movie in there, or I could surgically remove your eyes and ears so you could never possibly see or hear the movie. You choose.
What if I just promise I'll never watch it and you just let me free?
We already tried that once, and you tried your sneaky shenanigans at the movie theater. So choose before I choose for you.
I guess the eyes and ears.
Okay, cool. Good choice. I order a doctor to remove his eyes and ears. I'm gonna go watch the Marvin movie again.
Oh my God, Logan!
Yo, what the hell happened to you, bro?
Jeffy.
Yeah, man, what happened?
All right, he can't hear us. I'll explain. So the judge, which is me, decided to have his eyes taken out and his ears cut off so that he could never see or hear the Marvin Brothers movie because that would be illegal.
Well, damn, Pooby, that's harsh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't make the rules. Well, I guess I do, but I mean, hey, I didn't know what else to do. The movie was great, though.
Joseph, I don't want to go to school today.
Me either, dude.
What's that noise?
Hey, what's up, you friggin' twinks?
Whoa, Cody, did you get a new bike?
Yeah, I did. My mom got it for me so I don't have to walk to school.
Is that a fucking cat?
I feel like it's distracting from my bike.
Yeah, the cat.
Well, I think we should all focus on how cool my new bike is.
But there's a cat! Cool, kitty, 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 kitty!
Yo, but...
Kitty, kitty! Oh, look at the kitty!
There's a bell, see?
But look at the kitty! Yeah, the cat's gone.
My bike, though!
Oh, yeah! You got a bike!
Yeah, I did.
Joseph, you see his bike?
Yeah, dude.
What? Joseph, just stole your bike!
I don't know what I was expecting.
Well, I don't know why he thinks he can get away with that. We have to see him at school later.
Well, I guess I'll just walk to school with you.
Come on, let's go.
All right, class. Today, we're going to be learning how octopuses reproduce. When a male octopus finds a female octopus he wants to bang, he rips off his penis and literally pulls it at her. And then he dies. So he literally dies for the pussy. Or octopussy.
You know, Penelope, if I was an octopus, I would have already ripped off my wiener and threw it at you.
Junior, I really don't know how to take that.
Joseph, where's my bike?
Oh, I saw that shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I had him a quick buck. Tight shit. Yeah.
Octopussy!
Hey, teacher, can I go to the bathroom? I ate too many Takis and now my butthole's on fire.
Yes, Maury, make it quick.
See you later, chumps. I'm going to the bathroom, which means I'm skipping school. You coming too, Penelope? I cleaned my room again.
No, bully. I have a boyfriend now.
Okay, just know my room is clean.
Penelope, what does he mean by that his room is clean?
I don't know, Junior.
Well, that's gotta be some kind of inside joke between you two.
Okay, well, Junior, before you and I started going out, I was seeing Bully, and there was one day I was over at his house, and we were watching Seinfeld on the couch, and then we started making out, and that was it.
You made out with Bully?
Yeah, we made out, and then I left. That was it, Junior. And then the next day, he asked me if I was coming over, and I said no, and he said, but I clean my room for you.
Why'd he clean his room for you?
I don't know.
No, you have to know. You can't just say that. There's got to be some kind of sick inside joke between you two.
What? No, Junior.
No, you know what I think happened? I think y'all were making out on the couch, and he wanted you to do something to his wiener, and you said, no, I won't do it in your living room because your parents might see. And you said, why don't we go to your room? And he goes, no, my room's too dirty. I don't want you to see my room dirty. And you're like, well, how about if you clean your room, then I'll do stuff to your wiener. And then he cleaned his room.
Junior, you're being crazy. You know what? I gotta go. My dad's checking me out early because I have a doctor's appointment. Bye.
No! Cody, did you hear this?
I gotta take a doo-doo.
Hey, dude. Wait, why the long face, buddy?
Ugh, guys, I feel so much better after that doo-doo. Wait, Junior, what's wrong? You look terrible.
Bully and Penelope made out.
Well, didn't that happen before you guys even got together?
Yeah, but he cleaned his room for her.
See, I told you that hoe was a thot.
Thank you, Joseph.
Well, Junior, sometimes people do just clean their rooms.
No guy would brag about cleaning his room to a girl unless he was going to get something out of it. No one just cleans their room for fun, okay? People only clean their rooms when their parents yell at them or unless a girl promises to bang you. Think about it. Penelope and Bully were making out on his couch. And he wanted her to do stuff to his wiener, and she said, no, I don't want to do it in the living room. I want to go to your room to do it, because I don't want your parents to see. And he said, no, my room's way too dirty. We can't go to my room. And then she said, how about this? If you clean your room, then I'll come over and I'll do stuff to your wiener.
Junior, you're making a lot of assumptions. I mean, how dirty would his room have to be that he would turn down her doing stuff to his wiener? I mean, he would have to have pizza boxes stacked all the way to the ceiling, like actual cat shit on his pillow. I'm talking corpses, Junior, for him to turn that down.
I mean, yeah, his room would have to have been dirty. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, the first thing I do when I invite a friend over for the first time is show him my room. You know, I say, peep the room. Peep the bunk bed. Mm-hmm. Check out the room. Check the fit. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, what a bad host. Like, as soon as they went to his house, he said, we got to stay in the living room. We can't go to my room. Something's up, Cody. Something's up. There's two things making me upset. There's that and one other thing.
Well, what's the other thing?
I hate water towers.
Water towers?
It doesn't make any sense. Like, why are water towers in the air? Like, the mayor's like, hey, we need to store the town's water. And they said, where should we store it? He goes, up there, 50 feet in the air. That's where I want to store it. Not on the ground. I want to store it 50 feet in the air, so it's really hard to get to. Like, look at this. That's a water tower. Wouldn't it be smarter just to put this whole tub of water just on the ground so everyone can get to it? But no, they say, let's put it 50 feet in the fucking air. That doesn't make any sense.
It's suspicious, too.
Yeah, why? Like, the people aren't running around pillaging and destroying towns and poisoning water supplies. We don't have to do this anymore. We can just put the water right on the ground. This is like, I don't understand why it has to be so high in the air. Like, how'd they even get all that water up there? Why? Water weighs so much. Like, that's the size of it, like 3 or 4 swimming pools. You know how heavy water is? Like, how the hell did they get it all the way up there, Cody?
But I don't know, Junior. I don't understand it either.
So there's 2 things I need you to do for me, Cody. I need you to find out why water towers are in the air. Like, is that even smart to do that?
Okay.
And then I need you to go get a dick pic from Bully. Like, I need to know if his wiener's bigger than me. Because if he's bigger than me, I'm breaking up with Penelope. But if I'm bigger than him, then I'll stay with her.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy to do a little bit of research.
Well, go get the pic.
Oh, yeah. I'll just make a Snapchat and pretend that I'm a girl. Actually, hell, I could probably use my own. I'm pretty good at this.
That's a weird request, dude.
I need to know.
Okay, Junior. I asked Billy for the wiener pic, but he hasn't sent it yet. But I did figure out the water tower thing. So apparently they put the water up there so that gravity naturally pulls the water down and creates water pressure so it goes through the pipes.
Oh, die.
Well, that's the answer.
Oh, die. No, die today. That's so stupid. What a dumb answer.
Well, that's the answer.
No, it's so stupid. You're telling me they put the water up there for it to come back down.
Well, yeah, so they don't have to build a pump.
Yes, they do have to build a pump. How do you think the water gets up there? They have to pump the water up there. So they already have to build a pump.
Well, they only have to pump it once, and then gravity does the rest.
No, how about you just put the water on the ground, and then you use the pump to pump the water out to people?
Yeah, that's a waste of time, dude.
But then you'd have to have it constantly pumping. This way you just pump once, and then have gravity pull it back down.
Oh, no, I bet it's constantly pumping water up there, because you know how much water humans use? Die. Shut up. I don't want to hear that anymore.
I'm sorry, Junior. That's the answer.
Water towers are dumb.
Oh, wait. Bully sent the dick pic. Let me see. Oh, he said it wouldn't send over Snapchat because the file was too big. He had to email it. Oh, it's in Dropbox. Oh, it's in a compressed zip file. Hold on. The zip file is 2 terabytes? I can't download all that. My iCloud storage is full. Junior, we're going to need another phone.
Oh, okay, hold on. We'll use mine.
Okay, let me see if we can put them together. No, Junior, that's still not the whole picture. We're gonna need an iPad.
Okay, I have an iPad.
Let me see. Oh, my God. Oh, sweet Jesus. Junior, that's just the tip. Junior, we're gonna need a bigger screen. We have to go to the movie theater. We have to project this onto an IMAX screen.
Hey, let's go see.
Okay, Junior. The movie theater employee didn't want to put it on the screen, but I gave him $10. But he said he still might lose his job. So it should be coming on any second now. Oh, my God, Junior. It's so massive. It's taking up the whole screen. He must have used Christopher Nolan's 35mm IMAX camera to take this picture. That's an Oppenheimer cock.
Oh, God, Cody, he's huge. It's the biggest thing I've ever seen. There's no way I can compete with that.
Junior, it starts over there, and it ends over there. And the worst part is, we don't even see the balls. Who knows how far behind those are?
Oh, God, if she did anything with them, it's over. Oh. It's completely over.
Oh, Junior, oh no, you better hope she didn't. Oh my God, I think the projector just crashed. That's how big it was.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Junior.
That was a huge dude?
Oppenheimer cock.
Oh, well, damn.
I'm sorry, bro.
Oh, I have to leave her. I have to break up with her.
No, you don't, Junior. You don't even know if she did anything.
It's that big. It's huge. I have to break up with her.
It's the right thing to do, dude.
Thanks, Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to go, bro, but I think you know what to do.
I'm going to break up with her. I'm going to call her right now, tell her to come over. And I'm going to tell her I just can't do this anymore.
Oh, come on, Junior. Don't do that.
I have to.
Oh.
Hey, Junior. Junior, what's wrong? Oh, no. Is it the water tower thing again?
It just doesn't make sense. Why are they in the air?
Junior, I already explained this to you.
It doesn't make sense. Nothing you can say makes it make sense.
Junior, you need to get over it.
I think we should break up.
What? Over the water tower thing?
No, over Bully.
What?
I saw his penis.
What, Junior? What are you talking about?
Cody asked him for a dick pic, and we tried looking at it, and it wouldn't load on a phone screen, so we had to go to a movie theater, and we saw it on an IMAX screen, and it's huge. So you need to go be with him, because he has a huge wiener.
What? I'm not going to go be with Bully, Junior.
He gets to have you. He wins.
He gets to have me?
Yes, he won the size contest. He's way bigger than me, so go be with him. You'd be happier with him.
Junior, we're in, like, fifth grade. Why are we even talking about this kind of stuff?
Because, exactly, we're in fifth grade. It's already that big. He has so much more growing to do. I'm not going to get any bigger. I saw my dad get out of the shower. I've peaked. I'm not getting any bigger.
Junior, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to go be with Bully. There's nothing that happened between us.
Oh bull crap. If it's that big, you had to do something with it. If my thing was that big, I'd whip it out every chance I get.
Junior, why don't you just ask him then?
Because he's going to lie.
No, he won't.
Okay, then you stay right here. I'll invite Bully over, and if he lies, you call him a liar straight to his face.
Okay, fine!
All right, I'm gonna get Bully.
Hey, what's up, Scrubs? You like my new bike? I just bought it earlier today from your friend Joseph.
Oh, okay, so that's where it went.
Bully, I need to speak to you.
Okay.
So you sent a wiener pic to Cody earlier today, and your wiener's huge.
Oh, that thing. Yeah, that's my favorite practical joke I like to pull on people. I just find a random wiener pic on Google Images, and then I just put that into Photoshop and set the dimensions to be as big as an IMAX screen. It's hilarious. It crashes people's phones.
So, that wasn't your wiener?
No, man. We're in fifth grade. Why would I send a picture of my wiener to somebody?
Well, you and Penelope made out on your couch, like, before she was dating me, right?
Yeah.
So why'd you clean your room for her?
Oh, well, she wanted to go to my room to play Fortnite, but I said no because I pee in my bed a lot, and instead of changing the sheets, I just put newspaper on there, like in the movie Big Daddy. So then the next day, I told her that I cleaned my room, but she didn't want to come over.
So she's never done anything to your wiener?
No, of course not, man. We're in fifth grade.
Oh.
Look, I'm gonna go. Wait, where the hell's my bike? Hey, get back here, dork!
So, Junior, do you feel any better?
No. Because why are water towers in the air? Like, why are they way up there? It doesn't make sense to put water 50 feet in the air. They could just be on the ground.
Oh, my God.
It just doesn't make sense. Someone please explain to me. Okay, Jeffy's in bed, so we can finally just relax and watch a movie.
What? Ow!
Go!
Jeffy, go to bed. We're not playing soccer right now.
Fine.
Go to sleep. Who's at the door? It's so late at night.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, Goodman. What are you doing here?
I came to get your house payment.
Ooh, I don't have my house payment this month.
Do you even have a job, Marvin?
No.
Oh, okay. So do you ever try looking for one?
Well, I have tried, but no one's hiring.
That's a lie, because I know you sit on your ass all day on the couch. So you know what you're going to do? You're going to come intern at one of my companies, and you're going to meet me at 8 a.m. tomorrow to pay off your debts, okay?
Okay.
Or else you're addicted.
But 8 a.m.?
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He came for the house payment. I don't have any money, so now he's making me work for him tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, at least you have a job now.
Yeah, but I'm not getting paid. I gotta go to bed.
All right, Marvin, this is my office.
You own this building?
Yeah, it's one of my many businesses I own and operate.
What kind of business do you do here?
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. You want some nuts, Marvin?
Nuts?
Yeah, it's like a medley of cashews and almonds, maybe an M&M or two.
No, I'm fine.
All right, I just want to let you know that if you screw up, I'm going to rip off your nuts and put them in this container with a little bit of salt, and then I'm going to eat them.
Well, I'm not going to mess up, but what's my job?
For 8 hours a day, you're going to sit your hairy ass at your desk, and you're going to pick up the phone, and then you're going to sell.
Sell what? What?
You see your shirt? You're gonna sell your shirt. You see those pins over there? You're gonna sell those pins. You're gonna sell those paper clips. Anything and everything you can get your hands on, you sell. We're gonna be like Amazon, but better.
Okay, I got it. Sell.
Oh, hold on. I'm getting a phone call. What do you want, Lawrence? I'm in a meeting. I don't have time for this shit. It better be good. Oh, it's the Gregory brothers? What are they offering? No fucking shit. Are you fucking kidding me? And they think I'm gonna bite on that? No, merge them in. Merge them in. Oh, hey, Gregory Brothers. It's me, Mr. Goodman. Yeah, I got your offer. 4%, right? Well, this is what I think of your offer. If you can hear that, that is the phone going off my ass because your offer is shit. That's what I think of your offer. Fucking hate the Gregory brothers. They offered me 4%, and I wipe my ass with 4%. I don't get hard for anything less than 30%.
Okay.
All right, now, come on, Marvin. Let me show you around the office.
Okay.
All right, Marvin. This is the front desk. Every morning at 8 a.m. sharp, you're going to check in on this tablet. If you're even a minute late, it's your ass. And this is my receptionist, Susan.
Good morning, Mr. Goodman.
Thank you. Susan, what month is it?
September, sir.
Okay, so it's not October.
No, sir.
So then why the hell do we have Halloween decorations in a month that's not October?
Well, I thought they were cute and festive, sir.
Nope.
Susan, if a customer comes in here and sees Halloween decorations in a month that's not October, they're going to think we don't know what month it is, and then they're not going to trust us with their money. Do you understand, Susan?
Yes, sir.
Spankin'!
Ow.
We don't have an HR department here.
Sir, there's a few things we need to go over.
Well, let's go over them.
Well, Francis called. He needs the day off because his wife is 9 months pregnant and she could go into labor at any moment.
No, he's fired.
But his wife's about to have a baby.
I don't care. He can file for unemployment and have all the days off he wants.
Okay, sir. Well, I also need your lunch order for today.
Okay, Chick-fil-A sandwich, mayonnaise packet, Chick-fil-A sauce, and a root beer.
But, sir, it's Sunday. Chick-fil-A is closed.
I don't care. Find a way for them to open up and make me my lunch.
Okay, sir.
You know anything, Marvin?
I'll take a root beer.
No! You're an intern! You don't get anything!
Sir, the phone's ringing.
Answer it! Marvin, the people who work here are stupid.
Goodman's Incorporated!
Goodman's? It's Goodman! One me! Only me! Singular!
Please hold. Sir, it's your ex-wife. You haven't paid child support this year.
Tell her I died.
Ma'am, he said he's died. She wants to talk to you.
Okay, give me the phone. Which one are you? Oh, small tits? Yeah, I hate you, and I hate the kid, too! Hang it up. Hurry! Faster! Okay. Faster! Hey, you know what, Susan? You know what? Run a lap.
What?
Run a lap around the office! Run a lap! You're so slow! Go! Geez, she's so slow. All right, Marvin, you see those files back there? Those are all of our customer social security numbers. In a single second, whenever I want to, I can ruin their credit. Follow me, Marvin.
Okay.
All right, Marvin, this is the break room. But you're not allowed in here because you're an intern, and interns don't get breaks. And also, notice that there's no chairs in here because you're supposed to get your shit and get back to work. Susan, faster! The phones are ringing!
I do have a question. Why are we open on Sundays?
Because money never sleeps, Marvin. We're the only company on Wall Street that's open on Sundays. We gotta stay ahead of the competition. Now, come on. Let me show you the bathroom. Tell you the rules. All right, Marvin, here's the men and women's bathroom. Notice as I said that. Men and women's. I don't play that shit where sometimes you have a dick and sometimes you have tits. Just go in the bathroom of which thing you have. And if you ever don't know what thing you have, go outside and use the bushes, okay?
Hey, you. Someone took a really big dump in there and did not flush.
That's my maid, Quinceañera. She cleans my house, but here I have her clean the bathrooms. Also, no banging in the bathrooms between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. That's my hours.
Wait, Mr. Gumi, are you ready now? Because someone took a really big dinky in the toilet.
Go flush it!
Okay.
All right, Marvin, meet me back in the office in 3 minutes. Hold on, Quinceañera! How bad does it smell in there?
Oh, it's mucho dinky.
All right, Marvin, 5 minutes. It's Blumpkin time. Sorry about that, Marvin. I like to relieve stress before lunch. Speaking of lunch, Susan! Lunch! Fired!
It's right here, sir.
Oh, wow, you actually got it.
Yes, I know someone that works at Chick-fil-A, and he opened up for me.
Okay. Shoo. Marvin, is my trash can over there?
Yeah, it is.
Can you put that in it?
What, you want me to throw it away?
Yeah, I'm not gonna eat it. I don't want that. I just give her impossible tasks to see if she can do it. I'm looking for a reason to fire her. I guess I'll just try again next month.
Okay. I mean, can I eat it?
No! You're an intern! Nuts!
Well, where do I work?
Oh, let me show you your desk. Come on. All right, Marvin, this is your desk. And you see that phone over there? You pick up that phone and you grab a phone book and you call any and every number that you can find. And you sell, sell, sell. If you don't make me at least $10,000 a day, you're costing me money.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. But we don't play around here, okay?
If you name me, I'm under here, Mr. Gooman.
Hey! Wrong desk! Mine's over there, okay?
Sorry, Mr. Gooman.
Sorry about that. Taco Bell doesn't know where she's at. But, if you ever find her crawling underneath your desk, just kick her. She'll know where to go. Now, you pick up that phone and you get to selling, mister.
Okay, I'll try. Okay, come on. Hopefully this works.
Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Marvin. I work at Goodman Incorporated. How's your day going?
Oh, my day is going fantastic. How about yours?
It's going just lovely. So I have an opportunity for you today to buy stuff.
Ooh, okay. I'm listening. What are you selling?
Well, we're selling a whole bunch of pens. Like, so many pens.
Okay, what kind of pens?
We got some purple and blue.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not really interested in pens.
Okay, well, you can buy the shirt that I'm wearing. It has a tie.
Ooh, yeah, I'm not really interested in that, but if you had some used women's panties, I would totally buy.
No, we don't sell used women's panties.
Well, then I'm not interested. Bye!
Hey, Marvin, you see this?
What is that?
It's a doctor's note from Tyler. You know what we do with doctor's notes?
What?
We put them in the shredder, because they're no good here.
What? You shred doctor's notes?
Yeah, I don't care if you have cancer or COVID, you're coming to work.
The phone's ringing.
Answer it!
Okay. Thank you for calling Goodman Incorporated. This is Marvin. How may I help you?
This is the Gregory Brothers. Is Goodman there?
Please hold. It's the Gregory Brothers.
Well, ask them if they took their head out of their ass and they're ready to make a deal. What are they offering?
Goodman would like to know what you're offering.
We are ready to offer Goodman 24%.
They're going to offer you 24%.
24%? What is that, 12% for each of them to shove it up their ass?
You heard that, right?
Yeah, you tell Goodman we want a meeting.
He would like a meeting with you.
Well, I won't even consider a meeting until they're offering 30%.
He won't consider a meeting unless you give him 30%.
Oh, well, you tell Goodman we want a meeting and we'll make it worth his time.
They're saying it's going to be worth it.
Okay, well, if they want a meeting, I'll give them a meeting. But if they screw me, their nuts are going in my Tupperware.
Okay.
Now hang on, don't listen, come on. Okay. All right, Marvin, you're coming with, so come on.
Okay.
All right, Marvin, if the Gregory Brothers offer me anything less than 30%, I want you to stand up on this table, pull your pants down, and take a shit. And then I want you to eat it and say, I'd rather eat my own shit than take this deal.
I'm not going to do that.
Have you eaten today?
You wouldn't let me.
Darn it, you're supposed to be brewing up a shit. But don't worry, I have one. So I'll shit on the table, and then you eat my shit and say, I'd rather eat his shit than take this deal.
I'm not going to do that. What's this meeting about?
Well, listen, the Gregory Brothers own Velveeta, and they need my money to stay afloat because Kraft is killing them in sales. But little do they know, I own Kraft. So that's why I need at least 30% on this deal to monopolize the cheese industry. And then I can sell cheese to Mickey Mouse or whoever the fuck eats cheese. Ratatouille as fuck. Oh, wait, they're coming in.
Hello, Goodman. I am Greg. Unfortunately, my brother couldn't make it because he's sick. So instead, I brought my brother from another mother, Tyrone.
What's cracking, fellow businessman?
All right, let's cut the cheese and get down to the cheddar.
All right, I have my sales chart from last week. Tyrone, help me.
Oh, my bad.
Jeez. So, you'll see at Monday at market open, we were up 10% in sales. Unfortunately, Tuesday and Wednesday, we dropped 20%.
Well, you tell me, Tiki Head, why'd you shit so hard on Tuesday and Wednesday?
We had an outbreak of E. coli in the workforce.
Yeah, a lot of bubble goods.
And how'd you recover so fast?
Well, we released a new mac and cheese cup, and it went wild.
Oh, I love macaroni and cheese cups. But I have a question. Why are your tits out?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. I just didn't want to ask.
I forgot my shirt.
All right, well, I'm not interested in your weekly cheese chart. Tell me what you're going to offer me for me to help you.
Oh, you're going to love this. I have an even bigger chart. This is the new board. So, Goodman, cheese?
Yes.
All right, now that that's out of the way, we're willing to offer you 47% ownership of our company in exchange for $20 million of your money, and we'll pay you back $5 million quarterly in royalties. Or we'll give you 25% ownership of our company for $10 million of your money with no royalties.
Marvin, shit on the table.
But they're offering you 47% and you only wanted 30.
I know, but I really wanted 51%.
Don't tell them that.
Fine. All right, milk jug tits. I actually want 51% of the company.
Ooh. See, I don't know if we can give up that much of the company. Okay. How about 51% but no royalties?
Marvin, shit on the table.
What?
I want you to shit on the table right now.
What is he doing?
He's going to take a shit on your table unless you give me 53% and I get to smack those big man tits.
Oh, 53%? I don't know if I can give up that much of the company. Tyrone, come here.
What's up? Whisper. Whisper.
Okay, got it. All right, Mr. Goodman, I have one question for you. Do you like cheese?
Does it look like I like fucking cheese?
You have yourself a deal.
All right, Marvin, let's get out of here. Don't look back.
Marvin, that was spectacular. I think it was you almost shitting on the table that got us the deal.
What?
Marvin here helped me land a deal with Velveeta to where now I own 50% of the company.
Wow.
Damn right, wow. See the hat? Cheesy as fuck. Now, Marvin, remember, Sunday to Sunday, 8 a.m. Don't be late. We're counting on you.
Well, now you have a job at least.
Yeah, but I don't think Goodman's a good boss. Guys, I can't wait to eat our quarter pounders with cheese.
Yeah, I love how every Wednesday we get together and eat quarter pounders with cheese.
Oh, dude, it looks so delicious. I can't wait to eat it.
Yeah, especially because we don't have fries or a drink or anything, just a quarter pounder with cheese.
Why do you think they call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Because it weighs a quarter of a pound?
No way the cheese weighs a quarter of a pound.
But it's not a quarter pound of cheese, it's a quarter pounder with cheese.
So what weighs a quarter of a pound?
The meat.
No way the meat weighs a quarter of a pound. You're talking about with no bun, no pickles, no cheese, the meat itself weighs a quarter of a pound? pound?
Yeah, it does.
It's not that heavy.
It's too light. It's too light.
Yeah.
A quarter of a pound is not heavy.
Well, a pound is a bowling ball.
No, bowling balls weigh like 10 pounds.
So you're telling me if I get four of these cheeseburgers, I'll have a bowling ball?
Well, no, you won't have a bowling ball that would still just weigh a pound. A bowling ball weighs 10 pounds, so you would need 40 burgers.
So if I get 40 of these burgers and mash them together, I can knock down 10 pins.
I mean, no bowling alley's gonna let you do that because it's food and it would mess up their machine.
There's no way this burger weighs a quarter of a pound. So a double quarter pounder, that's just called a half pounder?
I guess it would be, yeah.
So if you get four of these, you just call it a pounder?
Yeah, I guess they could do that.
I just don't, it doesn't make sense,
no,
Joseph.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a scale and I'm gonna weigh this meat.
Wait, what kind of scale?
I have a scale in my bathroom.
But that's not gonna work.
All right, Cody, I got a scale.
Junior, that scale's not gonna work.
This scale works.
Oh, yeah, dude, that thing ain't moving.
Well, that's because it's designed to weigh people, not food.
So this thing can tell the difference if there's food or a person on it?
Bro, there's no cameras on here. You can't tell.
Well, it's not calibrated to weigh food.
So if I put a watermelon on this, will it weigh it?
Well, yeah, because a watermelon's heavy.
And so is a quarter pound.
No, it's not.
So what about premature babies that weigh a quarter of a pound?
What? There are no babies that weigh a quarter of a pound. That would have to be the most malnourished premature baby ever. It would be dead.
Okay, how many burgers to make a baby?
I don't know.
Oh, just shut up and put your meat on it, Cody.
Wait, my meat?
Yeah, put your meat on the stupid scale so we can see how much it weighs.
Like, right now?
Yeah, just pull it out, come on.
Like, I can't, like, wiggle it around and warm it up? I mean, I'm kind of a grower, not a shower.
Cody, just pull it out of the box.
Oh, the burger! I thought you wanted us all to put our jimmies on there.
Wait. No, weigh the burger meat.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
But why not? Just put your stupid burger on here to see if it weighs a quarter of a pound.
Why don't you try your burger?
Because yours is already open.
Well, I'm not putting my food on something people's dirty feet have been on.
Yeah, my feet, move out of the way.
Wait, Cody, it's not moving!
I know, because it weighs less than a pound.
It weighs nothing! It doesn't even weigh a quarter of a pound!
The deception!
We could sue McDonald's because, look, Cody, the red, it didn't even move at all!
Well, it didn't move because it only weighs a quarter of a pound.
If a quarter of a pound, it would have jiggled a little tiny bit. It didn't move at all!
Well, no, because it's not heavy enough.
Because it's not a quarter of a pound!
Mm-hmm. Junior, it weighs a quarter of a pound.
No, it doesn't. We could sue McDonald's for false advertising. And also, the quarter pounder with cheese. If I order a quarter pounder with no cheese, does the box still say with cheese?
I mean, probably.
I can sue them for false advertising because what if I'm lactose intolerant? What if I don't want cheese?
Junior, don't sue McDonald's. You're just going to make a fool of yourself.
Also, look at this. We weighed it with the bun, the cheese, and the pickles. And it's still not even a quarter of a pound. So the meat by itself would be even less of a quarter of a, not quarter of a pound. It would be even less than that.
This whole thing is stupid, Junior. I don't want to be part of this lawsuit.
No, Cody! Because, Joseph, remember, they sued Subway because the sandwiches weren't a foot long?
Yeah, dude, I remember that.
Yeah, they were only 11.
And dude, do you remember the bread tasted like fucking shoes?
Yeah. So we could sue McDonald's, and we could make so much money. Let me get a lawyer.
Oh, yeah, get that lawyer, dude.
Hey, what the fuck? I'm in the shower. What the hell are you doing in my house?
Are you a lawyer?
Yes. What the hell do you want?
I need a lawyer.
Okay, well, you can't just come into my house and walk into the bathroom when I'm taking a shower. You call me.
Oh, well, I need a lawyer now.
Well, yeah, apparently it's urgent. Hold on, let me wash the shampoo off my balls and put my...
Alright, kid, I'm dressed, I'm not in the shower, and I don't have head and shoulders on my balls, so what do you want?
I want to sue McDonald's.
What, just spill hot coffee and burn yourself?
No.
Are you tired of their ice cream machine being broken?
No, I weighed their quarter pounder, and it doesn't weigh a quarter of a pound.
Wait, really?
Yeah, look at the scale. See, it's not moving, and the burger's on there.
Huh, well, are you sure the scale works?
Yeah, look.
Huh, I guess it does work. Well, in that case, you've got yourself a case, so how much do you want to sue them for?
$1 billion.
Make it $2 billion. My fee is $1 billion.
You're an expensive lawyer.
Yes, I am. But with a case like this, this is pretty much a slam dunk, and I'm Scottie Pippen.
Why not Jordan?
How many rings did Jordan win without Pippen, huh? Huh? How many? No love for Pippen? Nobody loves Pippen. It's fun to say, too. Pippen. It's also my favorite hobbit. Anyway, come on, let's go to court.
Oh my god, baby. That was amazing! What you did to my McNuggets? Chef's kiss! I gotta name a meal after you or some shit! Like the sloppy toppy McNuggets meal! And it comes with a free shake with extra whipped cream. But seriously though, I'm sorry you didn't get anything out of it. Yeah, don't call me 30 second rider for nothing, eh, baby? My drive-thru's fast? I'm fast! What can I say? I'm greedy. But seriously, though, I'm sorry you didn't get anything out of it. I'll give you, like, a free gift card to McDonald's for, like, a free shake or some shit. Let's watch some TV to get your mind off of it, eh? There's my chip.
Breaking news, McKay. McDonald's is being sued for $2 billion because apparently their quarter pounders don't weigh a quarter of a pound.
Sued! Get off me, you slut! Stay! Steve!
name, Steve.
Well, Ronald, I guess you saw the news.
I came as fast as I could, and then I turned on the news, and I saw we were getting sued. Why are we getting sued, Steve?
Well, I guess it has something to do with our quarter pounders not really being a quarter pound.
My quarter pounders don't weigh a quarter pound that I didn't just bang the hooker without her getting tested first.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay, Ronald.
Her name was Tiffany, but it started with the P, like pterodactyl. The P is silent, but Tiffany. Hey, send us some gift cards, storeroom. $5 limit. Actually, only said one. I didn't like it that much.
Okay, I'll get right on that as soon as we deal with the lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. My meat weighs a shit ton, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, my meat weighs a shit ton.
I know, Ronald, but we're going to have to go to court.
Let me go to court, Steve.
No. I'm going to represent McDonald's.
Let me represent McDonald's, Steve.
No, Ronald, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm a lawyer. It's my job.
Steve, I could have been a lawyer. I'm smart.
Well, you do make burgers.
I invented burgers.
Not really. You just made them good.
Yeah, real good. So let me go to court with you, Steve. I'll win the case for us.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Let's go, Steve!
Order! I am the Honorable Judge Brewer, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior, who is suing McDonald's because he claims their quarter-pounder burger weighs less than a quarter of a pound. Junior and your lawyer, explain your findings.
Your Honor, my client came to me starving because he ordered what he thought was a quarter pound of beef, but it turned out to be a quarter pound of lies. See, he weighed the burger on a scale, and the scale showed no movement, which means the burger weighs nothing. So now he wants the burger renamed to the Nothing Pounder, and he wants $2 billion after taxes. And also I get $1 billion if we win.
This is a major accusation. Counsel, do you have proof of the burger not weighing as much as advertised?
Yes, Your Honor. We will demonstrate now. Go ahead, Junior.
Okay, Your Honor. You see the scale? There's the quarter pounder with cheese. Notice how it's not moving because the quarter pounder with cheese does not weigh a quarter of a pound.
Very damning evidence. Mr. Ronald McDonald and your lawyer, what have you to say about this?
Well, Your Honor, we at McDonald's would like to deny the claim.
Shut up, Steve! Let me talk.
But, Ronald, I would advise you not to speak.
I said shut up, Steve! Let me talk! Listen, Your Honor! Think! That my meat weighs less than a quarter of a pound? You tell them to ask their mother how much my meat weighs! Because she had it in her mouth last night!
Order! Mr. Ronald McDonald, settle down! There will be no shouting in my courtroom.
I'm sorry. But this case is bullshit! My meat weighs a ton!
What Ronald is trying to say is that we can prove our meat weighs a quarter of a pound. Let me show you.
No, Steve! No. Let me show. Let me whip it out, Steve.
Not your penis, Ronald.
Oh, come on, Steve, please.
The burger.
All right, fine. But once we win, I'm whipping it out.
Ronald, don't.
All right, Your Honor. I brought a real scale, not something your mother's dirt ass stepped on and broke. So let's turn it on. Now, before we weigh this beautiful, delicious quarter pounder, does anyone want to guess how much it weighs, Your Honor?
A quarter of a pound?
I don't know. Let's see. 5.59 ounces! Over a quarter pound!
Well, no, it has the buns. That's why it weighs so much.
Oh, the buns, I'm sorry. Let's take those off. 3.3 ounces! That's under a quarter pound, you asshole!
Well, I suppose McDonald's is guilty of lying about the size of that burger.
Your Honor, see, here's the thing. It does weigh a quarter pound.
It has cheese, so it still wouldn't be that much.
He has a point.
When we weigh it, according to the regulations from USDA, we have to weigh it in raw at a quarter pound. And then we cook it. When it cooks, it loses a little weight. That happens to everybody.
So I win.
Yes, what I am seeing is less than a quarter of a pound of food, and therefore you are guilty. Junior, you are correct.
Your Honor, this is bullshit! F you! F you! I'm out of here!
I already banged the gavel.
Wait, we did it? We won?
We won!
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, Ronald, looks like we lost. We're going to have to pay them that $2 billion. But you know, we make $8 billion a year, so if you think about it, that's really just like a parking ticket. Ronald, please say something. You're scaring me.
Where were you, Steve? You're supposed to be my lawyer. You're supposed to protect me. Protect me, Steve! Where were you when I was embarrassing myself in front of the judge?
Well, Ronald, I told you not to represent yourself.
You're supposed to be my lawyer. You know that every time a quarter pound is sold, you're supposed to be the one that checks to make sure it weighs a quarter pound, Steve.
Well, Ronald, I can't check every single burger.
Then what am I paying you for? To jerk yourself off, Steve? Because you're not jerking me off. That's what Potiphany did earlier.
Listen, Ronald, we have some very difficult decisions to make. We can either rename the quarter pounder to the nothing pounder, or we can add more meat to the burgers.
Add more meat? That would cost me millions. No. They're going to rename it to the 3-ounce pounder, Steve.
Well, maybe we shouldn't put the weight in the name at all so we don't get sued again.
Oh, you know what? That's a good idea. How about we name it the Ass Pounder? After what happened to me in court today, Steve, my ass pounded to shit. I want whenever someone bites into my 3-ounce pounder to remember the ass pounding that got handed to me on national television in court today, Steve.
Okay, Ronald, we can do that, but we're still going to have to write that check for $2 billion.
Okay, Steve. The judge never told us how long we had to pay it back. So I say we take that $2 billion and pay it back to him over the course of 2 million years, Steve. We'll make him suffer. $83.33 a month, I think, is what that would make it. Generational wealth, Steve. So, you go ahead. And, tell me how much I'm worth, Steve.
I don't know, but I think you're in debt.
I am. Did you look at my wiki recently? Because I'm negative $4.71 billion. I can't pay you. Because I got no money. Except in my offshore accounts. Hey, Steve. So, do me a favor, Steve, baby. Go ahead. Write him that check. And while you do, Tell them the money's right here. Right here, Steve. Say, spend it wisely, you suckers. Yeah. Okay, Steve, I'm going to go on my yacht. I got a bunch of European babes on it. I'll see you later, Steve.
So, kid, what are you going to buy with your $1 billion?
I'm going to buy the planet Saturn.
Oh, cool. I didn't know it was for sale. Ask me.
What are you gonna buy with your $1 billion?
I'm gonna make Jurassic Park, but in real life. Like, I'm gonna buy some fossils and some scientists and make it happen. Every time I see the movie, I think, I could do that better. And I was thinking about buying a museum and having Ben Stiller be the night guard. I bet some wacky stuff would happen.
Hey there! Have your check for $2 million!
Oh, gimme. Wait, this check is for $83.33.
Yeah, because McDonald's has $4 billion of equity debt, and we can't afford to pay you the $2 billion all at once, so we're gonna pay you $83.33 over 2 million years. Bye!
What, 2 million years? I'm probably not even gonna be alive then, and Ben Stiller's definitely gonna be dead. They're gonna have to make Jurassic Park out of me.
Wait, we're not getting our $2 billion right now?
No, they found a loophole. We really should have had the judge set a deadline for when they had to pay it, so now they can pay it as long as they want, and it's gonna take 2 million years. God, I really wish I was a better lawyer.
Hey guys, it's Logan. We officially launched an SML gaming channel. Go subscribe right now. We're gonna be uploading gaming videos every single day. So please go subscribe to the new SML gaming channel for new content every single day.
Me in.
Bill Torres Jeffy.
Ow, I'm dead. I'm so incredibly dead. Help me.
Why would you break it?
Yeah, Cody. Joseph, help me.
Come here.
Why Joseph? Why not Logan help? I mean, Junior help. Yeah, why not Logan?
I'm a little offended. You want me to help?
You're the one who killed me because you built a floor where I was trying to climb up.
Wait, where's Jeffy?
I'm over here getting shot at. Oh, yeah. I forgot there are people.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler, go Jimmy. Yeah.
Cody, get your finger out of my face!
But Karen, it's game 7 of the NBA Finals, and all Jimmy has to do is hit the game-winning shot, we win the championship!
But Boynie, I thought you hated Jimmy Butler. You're so back and forth. I love him, I hate him.
I freaking love this man. He's the GOAT, Karen. Ooh, look at Jimmy Butler go!
2 seconds left of the NBA Finals. Back to Jimmy. They shoot for the win. Bang! Holy daddy fuck! Jimmy Butler just won the NBA Finals for the Miami Heat.
He fucking did it, Karen! He did it! I fucking love this man!
Jimmy!
actually did it, Taryn. He won the championship.
Boyne, you're having that dream again.
Wait, what month is it?
January.
Oh, I should have known it was just a dream. Jimmy Butler's never going to win a championship with the Miami Heat.
Boyne, stop monologuing. I'm trying to sleep.
I just don't get it, Taryn. Why does he love coffee so much? He gets paid $150 million to play basketball, and all he can care about is coffee.
I know, Boyne.
Like, imagine somebody was paying you $150 million to bake cakes, and then you signed that contract and said, you know what? I don't want to bake cakes. I want to drink hot cocoa.
Boyne, you're babbling. Go to sleep.
You're right, Taryn. I just need something to distract me. I'm going to watch ESPN.
Breaking news, MK. Jimmy Butler has been suspended from the Miami Heat because he's focused more on coffee than basketball. Here's what he said at his press conference.
I want out of the Miami Heat. They don't like coffee as much as I do, and they don't support my coffee dreams. Everyone say it with me. Coffee. Coffee.
Oh, God damn it, Jimmy!
What is wrong now, Boyne?
He went and got himself suspended for 7 games because he won't stop talking about coffee.
Well, good. I'm tired of hearing you complain.
But now the Miami Heat's thinking about trading him to another team. I don't know what team would even want him. The Milwaukee Bucks, just because their name rhymes with Starbucks and their colors are kind of similar?
Boyne, if he gets traded to another team, it's not your problem anymore.
But the Miami Heat's gonna suck without Jimmy.
They already suck, Boyne.
Well, at least now we make it to the playoffs and then suck. Without him, we're not even gonna make it to the playoffs. We'll just suck. I gotta find a way to stop him from getting traded.
And how are you gonna do that, Boyne?
Well, I've already tried talking to him. I think drinking all that caffeine's done something to his brain. He's like actually crazy now. He's obsessed with coffee. I think I'm gonna invite him over.
And how are you gonna get him to come over here?
I've seen Looney Tunes, Karen. I know how to trap someone.
Boyne, what the hell is this?
It's a classic cartoon box trap, Karen. See, I put a cup of coffee in there, so whenever Jimmy smells it and comes up to try to sip it, I just pull the string and we drop the box on him and trap him.
Smell it, Boyne! Ridiculous! What are you talking about? This stuff only works in cartoons. There's no way he's gonna smell this coffee all the way in Miami, instantly get to our door and get trapped in your box.
But he has coffee senses, Karen. He's like Spider-Man, but instead of spider senses, he has coffee senses. See, drinking so much caffeine has mutated his brain into some kind of coffee-smelling organism. Oh my God, Karen, look! The coffee, it's gone!
But Boyne, where'd it go?
I don't know. Wait, what the hell is it? Jimmy Butler! God damn it, Karen, we were too busy arguing and Jimmy Butler drank all the coffee with his big cartoony straw.
But Boyne, how was I supposed to know he'd bring his big cartoony straw with him?
Because I had a big cartoony trap, Karen. It's just Looney Tunes rules. That's how it works. God damn it, we gotta go back to the drawing board.
Okay, Karen, I went to the Acme store and bought this anvil. So whenever Jimmy Butler comes to get his coffee, we're gonna drop it on his head and then a big lump is gonna grow out of it.
Boyne, that's not very nice. What if it hurts his brain?
Believe me, his brain's already been messed up from all the coffee. Oh my God, Karen, there he is! Oh no, Karen, he's all geeked from the coffee he already drank. He turned into the Tasmanian devil.
Boyne, what do we do?
Drop it, Karen, drop it. Damn it, Karen, we were too late. I guess we have to go back to the drawing board.
What drawing board, Boyne? We don't have one of those.
All right, Karen, this is the drawing board.
Boyne, how did you find time to do all this?
I've been thinking about it for a while. But anyway, we already tried the box thing and the anvil thing, so now I want to try to paint a realistic-looking Starbucks on the side of the house, so whenever Jimmy Butler runs up, he smacks right into the wall and he has to peel himself off like a sticker.
Boyne, that's gonna take forever to paint. And also, how do you know he's gonna run fast enough at it to go splat on the wall? And besides, Boyne, it's dark outside. He might not even see it.
You're right, Karen. Do you know where I can get a piano so I can drop it on his head whenever he smiles, his teeth are piano keys?
Boyne, you already tried dropping something on his head and it didn't work.
Yeah, you're right. I have the perfect idea. I'm gonna go explain it to somebody who can actually help. Marvin!
What, you don't knock anymore? You just come in my house?
Well, I knock for business, but for goofy fun stuff, I just come right in.
So I'm assuming this is goofy fun stuff?
Yeah, see, Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler, well, I shouldn't say star, or else Jimmy would think I was saying Starbucks and he'd cream his pants. But no, Jimmy Butler got suspended from the Miami Heat for 7 games because he likes coffee too much, so now they're thinking about trading him to a different team, and if they do that, my life is gonna suck. So what I have to do is go back in time to before Jimmy Butler had his first cup of coffee, because that's where he got addicted. So if I can stop him from having that coffee, he'll never get addicted to coffee, and he'll actually play basketball.
Okay, so how do you plan on going back in time?
Well, you've been back in time, right, Marvin?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. You've been back in time plenty of times. Oh, look right here, Marvin, between the couch cushions. Your pocket time machine.
I've never seen that before in my life.
You've been back in time.
Okay, so how are you going to know when Jimmy Butler had his first cup of coffee?
Well, he likes talking about coffee so much, I'm sure he said it. Oh, yeah, right here. It says he first started selling coffee back in 2020 during the NBA bubble to other players for $20 a cup. So that means his first cup of coffee must have been sometime in 2019. Oh, yeah, right here. It says, in September 18th, 2019, he had his first cup of coffee at a gas station. So now all we have to do is go back in time to that gas station and stop him from having that coffee.
Do you think this will work?
Yeah, it's worth a shot. Well, I shouldn't say shot, or else Jimmy would think I was talking about an espresso shot, and he'd cream his pants again. Come on, Marvin, let's go back in time.
Can I go?
No! Fuck you! Come on, Marvin.
Hello, thank you for choosing my gas station. How far may I be to help you today?
What's today's date?
Today is September 18, 2019.
Perfect, we're here on the right day. That means Jimmy Butler should be here any minute.
Excuse me, sorry. Hey, do you have any hot dogs?
In the back by the coffee machine.
Coffee? What's that?
It's like a juice made from beans.
Beans are good for your heart. I gotta try that.
Wait, no, Marvin, come on, let's stop him.
Hot coffee. Coffee. That's a fun word. Coffee. Oh, look, there's a cup right here.
Hey, hey, you don't want to drink that. That's my cup, and I spit when I drink, and I have mouth aids. You definitely don't want to drink that.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just get my own cup.
No, you shouldn't get any coffee. You're a basketball player, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you definitely don't want coffee, because coffee would make you fucking suck at basketball. You'll never win any championships. I mean, you'll go to two, but you'll never win any.
Well, that sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, trust me, it is a nightmare. You definitely don't want to drink that coffee.
Okay, I won't drink it then. Thanks, mister.
We did it, Marvin! We stopped Jimmy Butler from drinking coffee! Now he won't get addicted!
I can't believe it actually worked. Oh my god, look!
One Mountain Dew, please. You know, it's so yummy, I'm thinking about starting my own soda company.
But coffee is so good, though!
Really? The guy back there told me it was bad.
My friend, you have to try this shit!
Okay.
Whoa, what's happening to me? That's the greatest thing I've ever had. Now I think I'm gonna start a coffee company and stop playing basketball.
That's the spirit.
No, god damn it, Marvin, we lost him.
Oh my god, well, you already talked to him, he just didn't listen.
Now we have to go back in time to before we talked to him. We have to try again.
Well, how are you gonna try again? You already said coffee was bad and he didn't listen.
I think I know what to do, come on. What's today's date?
Today's date is September 18, 2019.
Wait, who's that?
Wait, what's going on? Oh, were you guys from the future? You guys did it wrong, so we have to come back and fix it.
Excuse me, do you have any hot dogs?
In the back by the coffee machine.
Coffee? What's that?
It's like a juice made from beans.
Beans are good for your heart. I gotta try that.
Wait, Mr. Jimmy Butler, don't try that coffee.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
But it's made of bean juice.
Yeah, but beans make you fart.
Yeah, and you'll shit your pants on the court like Paul Pierce.
Well, I don't want that.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that.
Okay, well, I guess I'll try something else.
Do you think it worked?
Man, my coffee is so good!
You pour that out. Make sure Jimmy Butler doesn't drink any of that coffee.
So what do we do?
Well, you guys can just go home. We got it from here. Come on, Marvin, let's check on Jimmy.
That coffee smelled good! Ooh, my stomach hurt a little bit, though. Oh, I gotta take a shit in the urinal. Can somebody watch my coffee for me, please?
I'll watch it for you.
Yeah, keep an eye on my coffee. I gotta shit in the urinal real quick. But just, could you watch my coffee for me? Let me put the lid on. There you go. Just keep an eye on it while I go shit in this urinal.
That smells good.
Jimmy, don't you fucking dare!
What are you doing?
Stopping you from drinking coffee. Wait, oh no!
Whoa. Good golly, is that what coffee tastes like? That's the best thing I've ever had. I'm gonna start my own coffee company.
No! Martin, we have to go back in time again. Come on! You guys did it wrong, so now we have to go back and fix it. Wait, we did it wrong? Yeah, but that's okay. We're gonna do it right this time.
Excuse me, sir. Can I buy this coffee? It's the best thing I've ever had. I'm gonna start my own coffee company.
What the fuck? How did it go even worse this time?
We didn't even have a chance to intervene.
I know.
So now we have to go back in time before all of them went back in time.
No, Marvin. Look how crowded it already is. There's gonna be like a million of us at this rate. Let's just go back in time to before we decided to go back in time and tell them what to do right so they do it right when they go back in time.
Okay.
Okay, come on. Wait, what the fuck? Why are there so many of us? You told us to go back home.
So we did.
Wait, oh, Marvin, that means we messed up so many times and we just keep telling them to go back home.
Okay, well, I thought we were supposed to go back in time before we ever went back in time.
I don't remember when that was. Marvin, this is getting confusing. Let's just go back to my house. Whoa, what the hell are you guys doing? You said to go back to my house. Well, yeah, I meant my house. Well, that's my house, too. Well, I know, but I'm the original, okay? Just my house and Marvin.
What about me?
What? No, I want this Marvin.
Okay, well, then let's just go and leave them. Everyone, if you're not me... Well, me as me, only me.
And
nope.
Me.
Yeah, no other Marvins, and just this Brooklyn guy. Everyone stay the fuck back.
Everybody stay here. Okay, Marvin, you have to help me find a way to get Jimmy Butler to stop drinking coffee.
Well, why don't you just accept that he likes coffee?
No! No, damn it! I'm not gonna do that! You don't understand, Marvin! He could be the next Michael Jordan! He's good at basketball when he wants to be! He's just too obsessed with coffee! Marvin, his dream is to sell coffee for $100 a cup. Is he out of his fucking mind? No one's gonna pay that much for coffee! Not when Starbucks exists! And Starbucks is crack! No one's gonna pay for his shitty coffee when they can just buy Starbucks for way cheaper!
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is really ridiculous to pay that much for coffee.
God, I just wish I could grab him and shake him and say, "What the fuck up, Jimmy? Give up the coffee!"
Well, why don't you just talk to him yourself?
I would, but none of my stupid cartoon traps worked.
Well, isn't he right over there?
Hey there, you wanted to talk to me?
Jimmy! Butler!
What did you want to say to me?
Well, Jimmy, I just wanted to say one thing. Please, Jimmy, please! Give up the fucking coffee, please! Invest in real estate, or stocks, or crypto, I don't care! Just please, no more coffee!
But I love coffee.
I know you do, Jimmy, I know! But you can invest in Starbucks, because you're definitely never gonna beat them!
Well, the heart wants what the heart wants.
But Jimmy, please don't leave Miami, I love you!
That's your misfortune.
Jimmy, no! Don't go, Jimmy! Where shall I go without you? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
No, Jimmy! No, I'm not going to worry about it today. I'll worry about it tomorrow. After all, tomorrow's another day. That was from the movie Gone with the Wind. It's like a really old movie. Ask your parents about it. I don't know. Okay, Marvin, let's watch the NBA playoffs.
Hey, I was watching TV.
What channel's the Heat game?
Oh, Marvin, the Heat got eliminated days ago. Silly Marvin, thinking the Miami Heat can actually win basketball games. What a joke.
Marvin, I hate boys' night. I was hoping we could watch a romantic comedy together.
Shoo, get out of here. Marvin loves hanging out with me. Weekends are for the boys, right, Marvin, you bald bastard?
Hey, Danny, my ball eater game is broken.
Wait, is that Pac-Man? I love Pac-Man. Let me see if I can fix it. Nope, it's broken. Go play Fortnite or something.
But I want Ball Eater Game!
Well, Ball Eater Game is broken.
The news!
Breaking news, MK! Miss Pac-Man is filing for a divorce from Mr. Pac-Man after 42 years of marriage. Pac-Man is depressed, so if you have a Pac-Man machine, he won't be in it because he is taking a leave of absence.
Pac-Man's going through a divorce? Poor Pac-Man.
What about poor Mrs. Pac-Man? Divorce is hard on everybody, especially the kids.
Screw all that. You know, Marvin, me and Pac-Man actually went to high school together. We were buddies. Yeah, we used to do blow in the bathrooms. I haven't talked to him since he got famous, though. But I think we should invite him over for boys' night. We should give him a night so good he forgets all about that slut.
Hey, don't call her that.
What? She is. She eats balls for a living.
So does he.
Okay, well, sometimes men have to do things we're not proud of to put food on the table. Right, Marvin?
Yeah.
Right? You ever suck a dong for dinner, you know? You know, to feed your family, Marvin?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's just me. I mean, I'm not proud of it, but I've done it. Back when I didn't have all my jobs.
Are you going to call Pac-Man?
Yes, I will call him, and I'll take this out of here. I don't want him crying when he shows up. Okay, I'm calling Pac-Man.
Wagga wagga.
Hey, Pac-Man, it's me, Brooklyn guy from high school, remember?
Wagga wagga wagga.
Yeah, I saw the news. I'm sorry your wife left you, buddy.
Wagga wagga wagga.
Yeah, well, listen, she was no good for you anyway. You remember in high school when she ate the entire football team's balls?
Wagga wagga.
Yeah, and the basketball team, that's right.
Wagga wagga wagga.
Yeah, I told you she was no good for you, buddy. You don't need her.
Wagga wagga.
Yeah, I know. What she lacked in hands, she made up for with a mouth. Believe me, I know. Yeah, I even hit that a few times, too. I think I actually have the high score in that.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Yeah, I know. But listen, I think you should come over to my buddy's house, and we're going to have a whole boys' night, okay? We're going to play some pool. We're going to go out to dinner. Maybe hit up a strip club, huh?
Wagga, 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 wagga.
No, listen, I understand. I know you don't want to leave the house right now, but it'll be good for you, okay? If you're not having fun after 10 minutes, you can leave. Got it?
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Okay, sounds good. I'll see you in a minute, buddy. All right, he's coming over. Just make sure you have some fruit laying out. He loves that. Oop, that must be him. Come on, Marvin. Hey, Pac-Man! You look great, buddy.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Yeah, this is my friend Marvin. This is his house.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
He says you have a lovely home. So you want to come on in and play some pool?
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Yeah, it has balls. You love that. Come on. All right, I'm going to break first. Just like your wife broke your heart when she left you.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Oh, come on. I was just joking. But this break is no joke.
Ugh, damn it, I didn't get a single one in. Okay, Pac-Man, your turn. No.
What's he doing?
No.
He ate all my pool balls!
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
I know, buddy. It's just instinct. Listen, this is my fault. We shouldn't have played a game with balls.
He needs to buy me new pool balls now!
Marvin, he is going through a divorce. Give him a break.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
I know. You must be hungry. Let's go to a restaurant and get some real food. Marvin, if you just left fruit out, this wouldn't have happened. Okay, Pac-Man, whenever I'm heartbroken, I always come here to Applebee's. This always cheers me up. Now, I know you're going through a divorce right now, but I'm actually going through a pretty rough time, too. See, my Miami Heat got gentlemen swept in the playoffs because their superstar can't stop drinking coffee, and also I shot him. So I'm going to order some chicken wonton tacos with chicken tenders to cheer myself up.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Yeah, sure, we can get some mashed potato balls for an appetizer.
Hello, welcome. Oh, dear God. Oh, welcome to Applebee's. What can I get started for you tonight?
Well, Clarissa, I think I'll have my usual.
You don't have a usual. You get something different every time you come here.
Well, the menu's just so big, I can't pick just one thing.
And before you get mad, we only have Pepsi products.
Oh, believe me, I remember. It's the one thing I don't like about this place. Oh, by the way, do you have any fruit? My friend here likes apples.
No, we don't.
What, you're Applebee's and you don't have any apples?
Well, we don't have bees either.
Well, you have two bees on your chest that I'd like to squeeze. Boo bees, am I right, Marvin? B cups? Actually, I think they're more like A cups. Right, Pac-Man? A cups?
Wagga, wagga.
You know, actually, speaking of A cup, I would like a cup of drink. Where are our beverages?
I was trying to ask you what you wanted, and you never told me.
Well, we will have waters for the table. Hey, Marvin, it's free. Life hack! And also, I would like some chicken wonton tacos with chicken tenders and honey mustard and some mashed potato balls.
Is that it?
And also, I would like two cheeseburgers, some chicken Alfredo, some mozzie sticks, and some spinach artichoke dip.
Okay, well, who's getting what?
I don't know. Just bring it and we'll figure it out when it gets here.
Okay.
Can you believe this skank, Pac-Man? Do your job. Hey, Pac-Man, you know what? You should probably try to get her number. Me and Marvin hit that in Paris.
Waka waka?
Yeah.
All right, here's your food.
No. This is all wrong. You put the food in front of the wrong people.
I asked you who gets what, and you told me not to worry about it.
Yeah, well, now that I'm looking at it, I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't have said that. But, I mean, look, the mashed potato balls are clearly for Pac-Man. He's Pac-Man. He loves balls.
Okay, fine. Well, I'll put these over here.
Yeah, do that. And you know I love mozzarella sticks, so clearly those are for me.
Okay, well, I'll bring these over here.
Okay, and you know I love chicken wonton tacos, too, so why are they all the way over there by Pac-Man? And I know Marvin probably wants a burger, and honestly, I don't know who the hell's gonna even eat the chicken Alfredo, so you probably just take that back.
You know what? You're a pain in my ass!
Thinking of Paris, huh?
Ah!
That's the sound she made, too. Remember, Marvin? Remember Paris?
Yes.
Alright, let's dig in, boys!
Wagga, 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 wagga.
Whoa, Marvin, Pac-Man's going crazy on those mashed potato balls! You know what? I'm gonna eat without my hands, too.
Wagga, 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 wagga.
Ugh, I am stuffed.
Wagga, wagga.
What the fuck did you guys do?
We chowed down, that's what.
You guys made a mess! You didn't even use your silverware!
Yeah, well, I saw Pac-Man going face first, and it reminded me of Paris, so I had to go in face first, too.
You ate like animals!
Well, I do like it doggy style, remember?
If you expect me to clean this up, you better give me a big tip.
Oh, you've seen it. It's not very big.
Ugh!
Okay, guys, she's gone. Dyna Dash, to the strip club! Yeah, look at that, a stripper. That'll help you forget about your wife, right, Pac-Man?
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Oh, come on, man, you gotta get back out there. You know, Miss Pac-Man's probably getting railed.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
What? It's true. You know, she probably has a mouthful of power balls right now.
Wagga, wagga.
Marvin, help me out here.
I don't know what to say to him. I wanted to go home and watch basketball.
Marvin, there is no basketball. The heat is out. Excuse me, miss.
What?
My friend here's going through a messy divorce. You think you can help cheer him up?
How much?
How much you get, Pac-Man?
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Oh, she took all your money?
Waka.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Miss Pac-Man is a better game.
Waka, waka.
Well, do you at least think she's hot?
Waka.
No? Okay. Well, we'll wait for the next one. Boo! Get off the stage!
Ugh, whatever.
Coming up next on stage, we have the twins.
Waka, waka.
What the hell are they?
Waka, waka.
Oh, you like them, Pac-Man?
Uh-huh.
Well, go get them, buddy.
Waka, 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 waka.
Oh, damn.
Waka,
okay. Waka, waka, I don't know where all this cash is coming from. I thought Miss Pac-Man cleaned you out.
Waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka.
Okay.
Waka, waka, waka.
Hey, hey, Pac-Man, you want to take him home?
Waka, waka.
Okay, come on, Marvin. Let's drive him home.
Waka, 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 waka,
waka, waka, waka, waka.
Marvin, he wants to know what room he can use.
Upstairs.
Prince, please! Why didn't he just take him to his house?
Marvin, you know Miss Pac-Man took the house in the divorce.
Well, why couldn't he go to your house?
Marvin, I have a daughter. I don't want her walking in on whatever he's about to do to them. But really, I don't understand how it works. I mean, he's like a ball. But anyway, let's just go hang out while he does his thing.
What are you doing? I thought you said we're gonna hang out.
I just want to know what it sounds like.
That's weird.
Huh, it sounds like a game of Pac-Man. Okay, I gotta get in there and see what this looks like.
No, that's weird, bruh.
Marvin, what's weird is you calling me bruh. Now stand aside. I have to see what Pac-Man sex looks like. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, God. I am so sorry I looked.
What it looked like?
Oh, God. He was, like, inside out, and there were parts that I didn't even know existed, and there was fruit involved. Oh, Jesus. I don't even know if I can talk to him again after that. Oh.
There's someone at the door.
Oh, please, let's answer it. Let's get away from here.
Hello?
Oh, shit, Marvin. It's Blinky, Inky, Pinky, and Clyde.
The ghost from Pac-Man?
Yeah, the goons. Wait, what are they saying? Oh, shit, Marvin, they're saying those two strippers that Pac-Man is inside out with are Blinky and Clyde's girlfriends, and they want to kick Pac-Man's ass! Oh, no, quick, Marvin, we have to help Pac-Man!
Where are they going?
They split up to look for Pac-Man. Quick, Marvin, we have to give Pac-Man this power orb so the ghosts turn blue and he can fucking eat them.
Okay.
No, don't open that! Pac-Man, catch! Oh, you're screwed, buddy. Good job, Pac-Man. Now go get the other ones. Okay, you got Inky. I think another one's in that room. There's Pinky! I wonder where they go after he eats them.
The eyes run to that little box and they respawn.
Oh, shit, that's right. Okay, well, he has one more to eat before the Powerball wears off. Oh, good job, Pac-Man. You ate Clyde. You ate all the ghosts.
Wacka wacka.
Yeah, well, Pac-Man, you've had a really long day. You had Applebee's, you banged two strippers. So are you over your wife yet?
Wacka wacka wacka.
Oh, no, Pac-Man, no, don't do that.
Wacka 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 wacka.
No, Pac-Man, you're gonna regret it.
Wacka wacka wacka.
No, Pac-Man, don't.
What'd he say?
He said he's gonna go murder his ex-wife like OJ.
Oh, no.
We gotta stop him.
Listen, if we go to the police, they're never gonna believe this. I mean, I'm a cop and I don't even believe it. And the last time I tried to interfere with an old video game character, Hubert went to jail. So I think we should just mind our own business on this one.
Wait, what was that about strippers?
Oh yeah, there are two Pac-Man strippers in the bedroom over there with fruit in their orifices.
Jeffy, do you think this is worth any amount of money?
This dick.
Okay, well, maybe we should call a valuable inspector to see how valuable it is.
Okay.
That must be him. See, valuable inspectors, they listen for things that may be valuable, so then they show up to determine how valuable it is.
Good.
All right, so bring him to the door. Hello?
Hello! I am Vincent Von Valuable, the Valuable Inspector.
Well, we have something valuable for you to inspect.
This dick!
Jeffy, stop it.
Oh, I know. I smelled it from all the way across town. Give it here.
Wait, my dick or this tooth?
The tooth, Jeffy.
Oh. Here.
Ooh, look at this. I must take a closer look. Oh, I must take an even closer look. Oh, yes. This is a genuine dinosaur tooth. Valuable!
Wait, what does that mean?
Well, you see, the pitch of my voice indicates how valuable of an item it is. For instance, this penny, valuable. And this baseball, signed by Ken Griffey Jr., valuable. But this dinosaur tooth, valuable!
Well, how much money is it worth?
Well, you see, this isn't just any dinosaur tooth. This is the tooth of the Staphylococcus aureusosaurus, the very dinosaur that was hit by the meteor that killed the dinosaurs.
Well, if I found that tooth in my backyard, that means the rest of the dinosaurs should be back there.
No. You see, it hit the dinosaur so hard, his tooth flew all the way from Mexico into your backyard. The rest of the dinosaur was disintegrated, but this is the only piece left.